speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, February the 20th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at the aftermath of the Democrat debate last night. We'll have the highlights and the lowlights for you, as well as what really happened with Bloomberg. Everybody is talking about Bloomberg. And, of course, this is why he's been avoiding the debates. He, quite frankly, was not prepared because he is, quite frankly, an arrogant SOB. And we all knew that. Before the debate, we all knew why he was spending hundreds of millions of dollars on carefully crafted TV ads rather than showing up and debating people in person. So he stepped from behind the curtain and he got beaten to a pulp. It's quite a sight to see. So we're going to take a look at that. We're going to do some fact checks. We'll do a debate overview. Roger Stone is to be sentenced today. We expect that's going to happen during this show, so we'll have that information for you as soon as it happens. The quote-unquote judge who has presided over this sham trial, a sham trial from the very beginning. And again, as Norm Pattis pointed out last week, he said he can't ever recall seeing a situation where after the jury has delivered its verdict, there is a gag order put on the defendant, and there has been a gag order since. I think it was originally he was found guilty by the quote-unquote jury. Yeah, I'll put that in quotes as well as we see what's happened with the foreman. As I pointed out yesterday, Judge Napolitano and others now come around to what I said from the very beginning. I said, how could this woman, after she puts out the social media stuff defending the prosecutors, who said, that's it, you know, if President Trump thinks that a decade for this process crime, where there was no crime, but this alleged process crime, even if you believe that he committed a process crime, I'm not even convinced of that, frankly, as I said at the time. But, you know, they have a rigged jury. We pointed that out to you as the trial was going on. But nobody really knew about this jury foreman until she spoke out. And said, well, yeah, I agree with those prosecutors. This is an outrage that President Trump would say something about a decade sentence. And then we found out that she's a lawyer. She's a Democrat operative. She's been a candidate. She loves the Obamas, hates President Trump, hated Roger Stone. And I said at the time, why isn't she being investigated by the Justice Department, Attorney General Barr? Why isn't she being investigated? She's a lawyer. Lawyers are fully aware of the crime of perjury, and she was allowed to be the foreman there. So anyway, so now the next shoe is going to fall, and the judge is going to put out a sentence, and then she's going to suspend that sentence as she decides whether or not she will allow another trial to be held. Just absolutely amazing to see this. And as I said the other day, you know, we look at what's going on with General Flynn. We look at what's going on with Roger Stone, the Flynn Stones. Yeah. There's no bedrock in our legal foundation. It's been reduced to rubble. And so we're going to take a look at what's going on with that today. And we're also going to take a look at everybody having a fit about President Trump saying, well, you know, I am the chief law enforcement officer. That's right. He is. He is. He says, I, you know, just have chosen not to exercise that responsibility. Well, President Trump, you don't have a choice. You have a duty. The Constitution defines you as the chief law enforcement officer. But before we get to all of that, we're going to do a little lineup of the news here today, a little overview, and then we've got some amazing breaking news about the coronavirus. More evidence of bioengineering of this specific virus. And this information comes out of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, right down the street from where I used to live. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
At the end of World War II, Adolf Hitler had discredited the eugenics and world population control organizations. They openly had meetings and, led by Julian Huxley, Aldous Huxley's brother, decided to repackage themselves as transhumanist. Now in the year 2020, to set the precedent that people can be turned into cyborgs, that robots can be given rights, you name it, they are intimidating and arresting people all over the world who simply misgender someone. So the ultimate crime will be even asking what someone is if you can't even tell what they are. This is the ultimate Kafkaesque mind control. And there's several big articles up on Infowars.com that break this down. UK teen fined under house arrest for asking trans police officers gender. UK mother spared jail for misgendering trans woman, ordered to pay £1,000 fine.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, February the 20th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at the Democrat debate. We're going to look at the sound bites. We're going to look at the lies. We're going to look at the overview here. We also will probably have coming up in this broadcast the sentencing of Roger Stone by the judge. And we will take a look at that and what's involved in that. But we have some major breaking news about the coronavirus that I'm going to get into. But I first want to give you an update, a general overview of the news, because we had the Democrat debate last night. Let's just remind everybody what Chris Matthews has been saying. He's been furious about where the Democrat Party is going. Hard, hard left. Whether you want to call them socialist or communist or progressives, pick your label. I don't really care. They all mean the same thing. Bernie Sanders was very upset last night when he was called a communist. But here are these people who are talking about taking over health care, taking over the entire electrical grid. There's not an industry that these people don't want to take over and subsidize and run into the ground. They're talking about the proletariat, essentially. I mean, you've got booty marks. We should probably start calling him booty marks. You know, he's fine about being gay. As a matter of fact, as I point out, that's his identity politics trump card. They've all got an identity politics issue, except for Bloomberg, I guess. I don't know. He doesn't have anything left after last night, pretty much, except a lot of money that he can still keep throwing at him. But it's going to be kind of interesting because, I don't know, after the beating that he took from the Democrats, if he's going to be interested in giving them any more money or not. They were a little bit rough on him, and it was a beautiful thing to see, quite frankly. But it's not a winning proposition to run as communist, really. Yeah, there is a big base for that within the Democrat Party, and it's bigger than it used to be because of our educational system. But as Chris Matthews has now pointed out, he says the Democrats are going to lose 49 states if it's Trump versus Bernie. And think about that. You know, we had a couple of elections recently in recent history where you had 49 states carried by a Republican. One of those, of course, was Ronald Reagan in his reelection. He took 49 states when he was running against Walter Mondale. Very weak candidate. I think the only one that Mondale got was his home state, if I remember correctly. But what Chris Matthews specifically had in mind was a replay of Richard Nixon's reelection campaign where he ran against George McGovern. Now, not only did Nixon get 49 states, but he got 18 million more votes than McGovern did. It was the widest popular vote margin in history, And he says, I was there at the 1972 Democratic Convention when the people on the left were dancing in glee. I saw them literally. They were dancing in a circle. So that could happen again. Clearly, that's what I see. It could happen again. He said, the Democrats are just pandering to the Bernie people. And you know what pandering gets you? Nothing. It certainly doesn't get you respect. And they have to say, I believe in socialism. He also insisted that it was time for Sanders to take responsibility for some of the views actions and statements of his supporters. He said, are they going to go after him for the bad behavior of the Bernie Sanders supporters or not? Is this how they do socialism in Denmark? You know, beating up their opponents? So this is, yeah, Denmark. That's what we want to be, Denmark. I tell you, I talked to people in Denmark when we covered Bilderberg in Copenhagen. And they were not too happy with socialism. The people that I talked to are not happy at all. It was kind of funny, too, because there are a lot of people who are listening to the broadcast, because I called out to the people in the group at one point in time, and I had a guy standing next to me recognize my voice, which was kind of freaky, have your voice recognized in Denmark. Anyway, they don't like socialism, many people there. He said, this is a preview of coming attractions. He said, he can't control them, but I think he'll be called to account by the other candidates because they have a hesitancy or a fear of going after his ideology. What ideology would that be? Oh, yeah, that's communism. Again, whatever you call it, progressivism, socialism, you can come up with all the liberalisms, democratic socialism. I don't care what the labels are. We all know what you're talking about. We just look at the policies, and it's like, yeah, that's communism. Matthew has listed the big-ticket items of Sanders' platform. Medicare for all, free college tuition, absorption of student loans. None of this will get passed, he said. None of this is going to happen. Well, I don't know. It will if you vote for the Democrats. And they have even crazier things like the Equality Act that they're going to shove down our throats, which will destroy individual liberty. In the name of tolerance, in the name of diversity, Politico comes out and says, thank you, Mr. Bloomberg, for rescuing the debate. Did they really have a debate over issues? No, they didn't even talk about the border. You know, when you look at this, as I've said many times, these corporate debates that are run, you know, the corporate media running the debates for the Republicans and the Democrats, they never ask them anything other than just the set number of questions. And even on that, you know, they'll occasionally try to do a gotcha thing, but they won't get into the real substantive issues. They'll never ask him, for example, about civil asset forfeiture or due process or CPS or the war on drugs. And none of that stuff. None of that matters to them, right? They just completely ignore it. And they completely ignore the board. So it wasn't much of a debate. It was really more of a spectacle. It was kind of reality TV. And they got their ratings up because everybody knew they were going to be coming after Bloomberg. Because he'd spent $400 million. Again, I'll remind you, the 1996 election, Clinton and Dole. $100 million is what both candidates and both political parties combined, all four entities, spent on the campaign. He's spent $400 million already. And the same, roughly in 2000, with Gore and Bush and the Republican and Democrat parties, all of them, just slightly over $100 million, and he has spent $400 million. So, yeah, they wanted to get him on to answer his slick, carefully crafted commercials. As Politico says, Bloomberg may have bought his way onto the debate stage, but the rest of us are in his debt. Oh, are we? Really? Yeah, maybe the Democrats are excited because somebody was finally watching their dull, stupid auction of stolen goods, because that's what that was, along with Marxist class division and lies. Because that's the tactic of Marxism. You divide everybody, whatever it is, you know, you divide them by economic stratification, or by race. That was the idea of Bill Ayers and the Marxists. Let's divide everybody by race. Or we can divide them by sexual preference or whatever, you know, all these different things. We can do all of those at once, say the Democrats. Now some of those divisions are coming back to haunt them because they have created so many micro divisions to set us against each other that even their own house is divided now. A good example of this is Elizabeth Warren. Desperate to get past everybody else. And how does she do it? Well, she keeps upping the communist ante. She says, it's not enough to have a Green New Deal. We've got to have a Blue New Deal. Oh, a Blue New Deal. Maybe we just call it all red. And that's basically the idea. You know, you got to have socialism or die. We're going to die if we don't have socialism. That's what they're really selling you. It's watermelon environmentalists, a thin veneer of green on the outside, but everything on the inside is red, the color of Marxism, always has been. That's one of their biggest, how they can change labels, how they can even get you to identify as a red state. You're not a red state. The red states are California and New York and Illinois, where they embrace Marxist policies. Anyway, she praised the Green New Deal, but suggested that doesn't go far enough. We need a Blue New Deal. She defines that as saving the oceans. And again, this is the same type of stuff that she has always done. You know, all these candidates want to pay off all the student loans, but she will go even further. I will do it by executive order. I will write you, each and every one of you students to vote for me, I will write you a $50,000 check, and I won't even go through Congress. So there you go. These other people have a Green New Deal. Well, she's got a Blue New Deal. And it never, ever stops. When we come back, we're going to take a look at what President Trump was doing. And then we're going to get into this breaking news about the coronavirus that I think is very, very important. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with two big announcements. Ultra 12 and Viva Mineral Fusion are both back in stock after being sold out for months. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is high quality vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other key cofactors that are so good for you and your family, especially your children's bodies and your immune systems. Ultra 12 is the highest quality vitamin B12 taken sublingually under the tongue. It is back in stock. You can get them both individually for 40% off right now and get them together as a combo for 50% off. This makes your life so much better when you have a good multivitamin mineral that you actually absorb and as a tasty fruit punch. And of course, vitamin B12 is the bedrock foundation of energy, stamina, libido, just everything. And they're both back in stock, 40% off individually or 50% off when you get them together at InfoWarsStore.com. We know that the globalists are in trouble. Humanity's waking up to their tyranny, how they run their scams, their Ponzi schemes, how they're building a post-human world. But we know they're going to strike back. And the UN has said that they're going to absolutely implode third world countries and then use those giant populations as weaponized hordes to come in and overwhelm the West and collapse our social services in a giant Cloward and Piven program. The UN also has said they'll use mass plagues to make us capitulate to world government, inner coronavirus. This is a critical year, and it's a critical time to stay informed and to be spreading the word because people are waking up like never before. But this fight against tyranny is neck and neck, so spread the word about band.video and Infowars.com/show. That is so important. You are at the center of the resistance. You are our only hope. InfowarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsLife.com. You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it. Word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you. Real stuff, man. We're talking about the real deal here. And I love Trump all day long, but man, I tell you, he sits there and lets these big tech people keep running roughshod over him. Everybody, I've got a problem. And we'll just take the Trump rallies over. That said, about 2 months ago, I came up with a plan that I haven't launched yet. We have a warehouse full of hundreds of thousands of stickers, 20 different stickers. Impeach the Democrats, save the Second Amendment, defend the First Amendment, InfoWars.com. And it looks like duct tape, but it's just a regular sticker. You put it over your mouth, you go to a Trump rally, and you instantly take over without even disrupting things. People say, why are you doing this? What's happening? Well, you go, well, we're being censored, and, you know, Trump won't do anything about it. And Dr. Pachinik, let me just ask you what you think, because I've not launched this yet.
It's brilliant. You've taken the very element that they try to repress you with, that silence, and made it into a weapon. You have the loudest sound of all, silence. And you know what's most disturbing to people? Silence. 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 Silence.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. For years, I've been sounding the alarm about our bioweapon system and what the CDC is doing, the National Institutes of Health. We have hundreds of bioweapons labs and labs, you know, biosafety levels 1, 2, 3, and 4. China's first biosafety level 4 lab was the one in Wuhan. They paid, evidently, from charges that have been put against the Harvard chair of their chemistry department. Evidently, he was instrumental in helping them to set this up. They paid him handsomely, about $50,000 a month. They gave him big cash grants, $1.5 million plus $50,000 a month, plus additional living expenses and so forth. They hired him from 2012 to 2017. They opened up the lab in 2017. At the time, this all broke. And everybody was talking about bat soup nonsense. I said, yeah, that's, they eat some pretty strange stuff over there, and they have some pretty bad, public health issues. Hospitals are overcrowded. The sanitation, the restaurants and food preparation is highly suspect. It'd be shut down by anybody who is paying attention over here. But I said the fact that this bioweapons lab is right there in Wuhan, that speaks, the only one that they have, and working on that type of thing, because I had at the time an article that went back to 2017 where they were talking about working on coronavirus and Ebola and things like that at that particular lab. Then we found out that it was extremely close to that alleged marketplace, and then we subsequently found out about the guy at Harvard, also bioweapon espionage at a biosafe, the only biosafety lab that's level 4 in Canada, I believe. They had Chinese espionage going on there as well. And besides this Harvard professor who was giving them all this information, they had a guy, had two Chinese nationals that were arrested and charged along with him. One of them was in the Chinese army. So this is a weapon that they're working on. We do the same thing here. And I'm really concerned about that. I talked about when this happened at the National Primate Center, the outbreak of the Burkholderia pseudomallei. That was a bacteria that gets into the soil. And, of course, that got out of their biosafety level 3 lab. And it was out there in the wild with the monkeys who were roaming around in the soil. You know, you even had one of the CDC people investigating it come down with an infection. But they say, oh, no, this must have been years ago that she contracted this and so forth. They always cover that up. A lot of this came to light, and they had some congressional hearings about it, when they started having some very highly publicized idiot moves, like sending live anthrax through the mail or having infected mice disappear, just escaped out of the lab. Where did Pinky and the Brain go? I don't know. And so now we have, thanks to a listener, George Gallagher, who sent me this article from November 2015, 5 years ago, almost. And I had not seen this. But there was quite a controversy in November of 2015 about research that was going on at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, not too far from where I used to live. And at the time, what they were doing, and it caused a lot of discussion in Nature Medicine, that publication, as well as this particular article from thescientist.com. They said, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, last week, November the 9th, 2015, published a study on the team's effort to engineer a virus with the surface protein of the coronavirus found in horseshoe bats in China. Is that a smoking gun? This is they're engineering a coronavirus and they're creating a chimeric coronavirus, combining it with the horseshoe bats in China, the backbone of one that causes human-like severe acute respiratory syndrome in mice. And the hybrid virus, this chimera, this unnatural DNA creation that they made in the lab in University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. It's not enough for these people when I look at UNC Chapel Hill, right after 9/11, they made all the incoming freshmen take courses in Islam. And of course, the last couple of years, they've been busy tearing down historic statues, University of North Carolina. But, you know, in between, they're engineering coronavirus and combining it with the horseshoe bats from China, bats from China. Okay. The hybrid virus reported in 2015, the-scientist.com. The hybrid virus, is, transmissible to humans. It could infect human airway cells and cause disease in mice. And it did cause disease in mice. And that's according to the study that was published in Nature Medicine. The results demonstrate the ability of the surface protein to bind and infect human cells, validating concern that this virus and other coronaviruses found in bat species may be capable of making the leap to people without first evolving in an intermediate host, you know, like a snake or a pangolin or, you know, all these different fantastic ideas that have been floated out there. Oh, I think it's been jumping from species to species. No, no, no. It's not evolving. It was engineered in labs, specifically UNC Chapel Hill, doing one such lab. And, you know, the other part of this that is part of the puzzle was the fact that in China, they were doing the same kind of research. Zero Hedge got kicked off of Twitter immediately because they pointed out the LinkedIn, the public LinkedIn profile of a Chinese scientist who was running this area of the biosafety level 4 lab in Wuhan, saying that he was working with the coronavirus and bats. And why was he doing that? Why are these people doing that? Well, if you looked at his CV on LinkedIn, what he was saying was that bats would be able to carry this for 2 weeks without showing any symptoms. They could be super spreaders. Yeah. And so they kicked Zero Hedge permanently off of Twitter for reporting that. Said, you bullied that guy. You know, you doxed him. How many times have we seen people doxed on Twitter? People who are conservatives doxed by the left and nothing happens to them. But you do some legitimate research and you talk about information that's in the public and they come after you. Okay, so coronaviruses found in bat species. They said it may be capable of making the leap to people without first evolving in an intermediate host. They said this will reignite a debate about whether that information justifies the risk of such work known as gain of function research. That's what I've said. The CDC needs to be shut down on this issue. They claim that they did it back in 2013. And I'll tell you when we come back why they gave an exception to these people in 2 years after everybody pointed out, said, why are you bringing in disease? Why are you weaponizing it? Why are you making it more deadly and easier to spread? We need to stop that. They keep doing it.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfraWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfraWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Cobra! Cobra Commander here, reminding you to not own firearms, to not take supplements, to not get sunshine, and to not love Jesus. And, of course, do not get storable foods or any other types of colloidal or nanosilver at InfoWarsStore.com. Do not do it. Trust CNN. Trust MSNBC. Drink fluoridated water just like the loving kiss of a king cobra pumping deadly, loving, helpful nutrients into your body. Hug the cobra. Love the cobra. Kiss the cobra. But never, never go to InfoWars.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Do not order those products! Silence Jonestown!
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
Across the Western world, from high school to college sports to even the Olympics, men, biological men, are winning almost all of the sporting events. This is men invading women's spaces and bullying them and taking their rights away, all in the name of liberalism and openness. And then every day, I have stacks of news articles, just like today. UK teen fined under house arrest for asking trans police officers gender, and it hurt their feelings. UK mother spared jail for misgendering trans woman ordered to pay £1,000 fine because it could have caused anxiety in the new royalty. That's the thought police. If a leftist has their feelings hurt for any reason, you get fined and you go to jail. This is tyranny. These people are bullies, and it's sick, and it's evil, and it's part of a scientific anti-human takeover. Resist it. Speak out against it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, I've said many times I talk about the bioweapon proliferation and sloppy safety records and the entire program that they call gain of function. I call it Dr. Strangelove insanity is what it really is. And as I've talked about this, I said, you don't realize some of this came out in congressional testimony. There are literally hundreds of these things scattered around the U.S. in places that you wouldn't expect. For example, UNC Chapel Hill, University of North Carolina Chapel Hill. I didn't know that right down the road from me, from where we used to live, was a dangerous bioweapon lab where they were creating hybrid chimeras, you know, combining bat DNA with coronavirus DNA, bat DNA from China with coronavirus right down there. And they were being criticized in the scientific press at the time. Good example. I mean, there's one in your neighborhood, most likely, with as many of these as there are. And there aren't any restrictions on it. Because when they talk about this, and they say, well, you know, this was banned in 2013. But now here we are talking about a paper that was released 2 years later. They made an exception for them. How many of these exceptions do you think are being made on a regular basis? Does the military care about any of that kind of stuff? And we look at the safety record of what the military does to its own soldiers, using them for experimentation over and over again. They've experimented on blacks at Tuskegee Institute, syphilis experiments, and so forth. They don't have respect for anybody. No respect for anybody's lives. I was just, during the break, I just mentioned Travis. I said, you know, about that, Travis, right down the street from where we were, was a bioweapon lab where they're essentially making the COVID-19 back in 2015. And I said, didn't know that, did you? He goes, yeah, just like we didn't know about a big hole that was down the road. That was the Cold War underground bunker product of AT&T. That type of stuff is now finally starting to come out, although residents were always whispering about that. My wife took the kids on a homeschool field trip down there one day and got the flight. Everybody's like, it's all been abandoned for a long time. Oh, let's go see this thing. Everybody's, you know, kind of, hey, did you know about big hole down there? Go down there. Turn the car around. You know, lights come on, all this kind of stuff. It's like, oh, yeah, they shut that down a long time ago. And they shut down these gain-of-function programs a long time ago, didn't they? Because only a crazy government bent on killing its own citizens would run stuff like that, right? These people, I tell you what. In October 2013, the U.S. government put a stop to all federal funding on these gain-of-function studies. What functions are they gaining? Well, they take in back, just like they did when the Burkholderia pseudomallei got out at Tulane University, the National Primate Center. They bring these things in from, you know, very rare diseases that they find somewhere. They make them, you know, they're already deadly. They make them more deadly and more easily spread. That's why they want to, you know, take the characteristics of the bats where they don't show any symptoms for 2 weeks and combine that with the coronavirus and then make it more deadly. Hey, about that? That's a winning formula for a pandemic, isn't it? So they put a stop to all this in 2013. So how did this happen? They said there was particular concern rising about influenza, SARS, and MERS. So the National Institutes of Health, which has funded such studies because they help to define the fundamental nature of human pathogen interaction. You know, they're just curious about this stuff. You know, it's not really a weapon, you know, just like DARPA when they do mind control experiments through electronics. Now they're, you know, LSD stuff. That was so 1960s. No. It's much more scientific now. They've got grants out there, hundreds of millions of dollars that they're spending. They spend even more money than Bloomberg is spending so far to become president. They spend even more money to control your mind, DARPA, talking about how they're going to be able to selectively remove certain memories and implant other memories that you, of things that you've never experienced, just because they want to be able to help the poor soldiers who have PTSD. Well, you know, the way that you help them is you don't send them into that environment without a good reason, first of all. No. So they want to fund these studies because it gets to the fundamental nature of human pathogen interactions. It enables the assessment of the pandemic potential of emerging infectious diseases. Well, maybe that's what this whole thing is about. Maybe this is just a bigger experiment, right? Hey, you know, we've been doing these wargaming things, you know, Dark Winter 1, Dark Winter 2. So let's just make this go public and see what we can do now. Because we got, you know, we can go down the road to Big Hole and we can hide out down there with all the girls that Dr. Strangelove has got for us. It can inform public health and preparedness efforts, said National Institutes of Health Director Francis Collins in a statement at the time. That's what he was saying, 2013. You know, we really need these things. He said these studies also entail biosafety and biosecurity risks, which need to be understood better. But let's not stop this. Nevertheless, he did not prevail. And they said, we want you to stop this insanity. So then how did this thing happen? Well, it turns out that the National Institute of Health, which wanted to continue to do these gain-of-function studies, when this study came out, the guy who put it together, his name is Barrick. So when Barrick's study on the chimeric coronavirus, as thescientist.com puts it, when his work on that chimeric coronavirus began, the moratorium had not been yet announced. And so Francis Collins, National Institute of Health, allowed it to proceed as they went through a bureaucratic review process. And they eventually decided that this work didn't fall under the new restrictions. Because, you know, maybe it's not just gain of function. Maybe it's just that we're you know, just combining bat DNA with coronavirus DNA. That's not going to make it any more deadly, right? The debate comes down to how informative the results are. The only impact of this work is the creation in a lab of a new non-natural risk, said a molecular biologist and biodefense expert at Rutgers University. He told that to Nature magazine. Nevertheless, the National Institute of Health continued to fund it, and this guy thought it was great. He said, the results moved this virus from a candidate emerging pathogen to a clear and present danger. See, it's very important that we do this, because now we know that this is very dangerous. This is not something that evolved. This is not something that came out of nature. It didn't arise organically. It was artificially created in a lab at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. And who knows how many other places, because we know that the scientist in China at the Wuhan Biosafety Level 4 lab was also working on the same thing. Why are all these people trying to combine bat DNA with coronavirus? Looks like somebody was successful, doesn't it? Somebody somewhere. Okay, let's take a look at the heartbreak that is happening with this. As a matter of fact, we'll get a little bit of this before we go to break. Let's play Get Ready with video clip number 8. This is a Wuhan mother who is very upset and speaking out. And I want you to hear what she has to say. She says, I know I'm going to be punished for this, but somebody's got to say it. Let's run video clip number 8. Because of the Wuhan pneumonia, this pneumonia virus in Wuhan, everything happened with schemes and plans from government. However, only normal citizens are suffering from this disease. My family, my parents, my children, government doesn't care about us, normal citizens. Yeah, just like Chapel Hill. Right? We can't buy medicine with money. We can't go into the hospital room with money. And Hong Kong, I support your independence. I also support Taiwan's independence, Tibet and Hong Kong. I support your independence. The evil deeds of the Chinese Communist Party. A corrupt regime. She's stopping here because she's crying here. An evil society. Not a single person can speak freely. There's no one. If anyone speaks truth, they'll be caught by the police. Yeah. And be detained, deliberated, legally adjudicated. Well, this kind of sounds like what the Democrats are setting up for us here right now, is it? We'll have more of that when we come back. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
There can no longer be any doubt. This coronavirus is serious on multiple levels. It's very communicable. It spreads very, very fast. It is killing a lot of people. And the Chinese Communist government has covered up just how bad it is. And the White House is now openly challenging them. So are Trump's top scientist, and so is Senator Cotton. My friends, now is the time to get prepared. 2020 is not a year to play games with. The globalists are trying to create economic collapse, race riots. We don't know how bad this virus is going to get here. That's why listeners to InfoWars need to be prepared. And InfoWarsStore.com has the products that make your life better and make you healthier. We have the last of the immune gargle selling out as we speak. We have high-quality storable foods ready to ship. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock along with Ultra 12 at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Almost all the other big storable food companies are sold out of food. But I know for a fact from sources they're telling people, oh, we've got it, get your order in, 2 weeks for delivery. We follow this pattern over and over again. I've been on radio for 25 years. I've had storable food for a long time. And I learned very quickly a lot of these companies, they're fine during normal times. But during a crisis, they don't keep a bunch of food on hand because of inventory. They'll still take your orders. That's why about 11 years ago, I found My Patriot Supply, now the biggest, most trusted company out there. And I became a private labeler for them because they actually have it on hand. They actually give it delivered to you on time. They do what they're going to say they're going to do because they want you as a customer over and over again. And they're good people. Now, they were saying 7 to 10 days before shipping because they've got the food, but they got to package it, record level orders. Now it's 10 to 14 because it's only intensifying with the coronavirus. So get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com, get the best deals, get it delivered first. They're in our system. It goes right to them. Then it funds the InfoWar as well. So get prepared, InfoWarsStore.com with storable foods.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I look at that mother who is crying, talking about her children, her family, some of the things that she says, we can't go to the hospital with money. The government doesn't care about us. We can't buy medicine without money. That's what the Democrats, nobody is talking to the Democrats about that. Oh, we got Medicare for all. We're going to provide health care for everybody, right? Well, no, actually, that never works that way. The government will decide who gets health care and who doesn't. We've already heard that from Bloomberg. Hey, we have to have this discussion, you know. Some old man, 95 years old, comes in with prostate cancer. We just have to say, sorry, can't do anything for you. We just can't afford to do it. And this is what this lady is saying. Doesn't matter. We can't buy treatment. We can't go to the hospital with money. They decide who gets health care and who doesn't get health care. And, of course, it's not going to just be the 95-year-old men with prostate cancer. It might be the 70-year-old woman with breast cancer. Or it might be, as Bloomberg was talking to these guys sitting around him, as I looked at that still picture, it occurred to me that everybody that was there was morbidly obese sitting around there in that circle. Certainly, by the standards that Michael Bloomberg would set. They were quite a bit heavier than he was. He was very big when he was mayor of New York in terms of telling people whether or not they could have trans fats or sugars because, you know, you're stupid and you don't know what's good for you. And he's going to look at these people and say, you've been eating too many trans fats and sugars. You're going to get what you deserve. I'm not giving you any medical treatment. I don't care how old you are. That's what these Democrats are going to do. And this is what this woman is doing. And, you know, when we were just talking about Big Hole, there was a book, Raven Rock, the story of U.S. government's secret plan to save itself while the rest of us die. And I listened to that book by Garrett Graff, and he begins by talking about Big Hole right down the street. And we're talking about University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, where they're working on weaponizing the coronavirus using bat DNA from China. They did it in 2015, 2 years after the National Institute of Health said, well, we're okay. we really need to do this kind of stuff because it's a very interesting problem. And we need to know how these pathogens work. And we need to be able to have these gain of function programs where they basically weaponize things that are already deadly diseases and make them easier to spread. And of course, you know, by combining it with the bat DNA, that means that it's dormant for a couple of weeks. That makes it easier to spread. And so they're working on it. The guy at the biosafety level 4 lab in Wuhan was working on it. That shut down Zero Hedge for pointing that out. But see, if you think that the U.S. government shut down these programs, you don't understand the mindset of these people. If you think that they were going, that they were working on defending America during the Cold War, no, they weren't. It was called continuity of government. They had their underground bunkers. Greenbrier and other places, they were going to take care of the people in Washington and the rest of us were going to die. That was the plan. You think they're going to do, you think they care any more about you than the Chinese government cares about its citizens? Why do you think they want your guns right now so badly, so desperately? Because you look at the anger of this woman and she has lost it with her government. And so she goes down the line, I support Taiwan independence, I support Hong Kong independence, I'm with Tibet. In other words, she wants the overthrow of her government because she's been betrayed, she and her family. They put this stuff out, they're letting them die, and it's really sad to see this. But I want you to hear more of this. If we don't get control of our government, this is our future. This is our future. Of course, by the time it happens here, you won't have any access to social media to put this stuff up. They're trying to shut it down in China, but she was still able to get this out. Let's pick back up and hear a little bit more of this video from this mother in Wuhan. Go ahead. The evil deeds of the Chinese Communist Party. A corrupt regime. An evil society. Not a single person can speak freely. There's no one. If anyone speaks the truth, they'll be caught by the police and be deliberated, detained, legally adjudicated. If they decide 10 or 20 years, yeah, even lawyers are useless. Yeah, we're saying that with Roger Stone right now. All righteous lawyers are caught by the government. Even though they want to tell the truth, they can't say anything because the evil regime's everywhere. Yeah. Social credit system. I'm going to tell you something. One person's sacrifice, two people's sacrifice, it is a sacrifice necessary for a revolution. I will make a sacrifice, expose, and wake up for my parents, for my family, for our free lives. I know it's dangerous for me to speak out. But I can't take it anymore. I cannot. No beds, no medicines. All the news from TV is a lie. I saw ordinary citizens suffer and scream. I'm going to make a voice. I will speak for myself, for the Wuhan citizens, for the Chinese people. They're just doing this for the money. In this evil society, I can no longer keep my mouth shut. I really think I'm going crazy. No one is willing to speak out, but I'm going to stand up, make a voice. We really have to resist. Our fellow citizens, we can't be fooled by them anymore. We have to speak out for the next generation. I tell you what. Brings me to tears. I covered a couple of weeks ago the story of an MMA fighter, Su Xiaodong. His unconquerable spirit That's what China fears. She said, one person sacrificed, two people sacrificed. That's a sacrifice that is necessary for a revolution. I will make the sacrifice for my parents, for my family, for our free lives. In this evil society, I can no longer keep my mouth shut. I tell you what. It's amazing, isn't it? We talk about global governance, and it's because we have this same situation here in America. What they have done to them in China, they're doing to us now. We're just a couple of steps behind them. And I cannot keep silent either. Are you? They're doing everything they can. Everything they can to silence us. I can see this spreading out. I know I talk about it all the time, but something has to be done. They really don't care about our lives, and they're doing this for the money. It's just amazing to me. Well, we're going to get into what the Democrats are doing, but I want to talk about how this is spreading, quite frankly, when we come back. And folks, they have done everything they can to silence us, to deprogram InfoWars. And I really do appreciate your support. We have products at InfoWarsStore.com that can help to, you can get to protect your family. One of the things I'm going to talk about when we come back is how this quarantine went so bad on this cruise ship off the coast of Japan. Now, some of the cruise ships that they quarantined, the people left and they were okay, but this was very, very badly managed, and that's really what's causing this to spread in China as well. The mismanagement of all of this, just as we saw the Chinese Communist Party under Mao, the Cultural Revolution, killing 50 million people, not even able to grow food. Well, they can't provide medical care either. And if you want to make sure that you are not rounded up in some kind of a ham-fisted quarantine, because we've seen FEMA do this here in the United States, you think that our government is any more organized than the Chinese government? Maybe a little bit. But don't trust yourself to that. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, our storable foods, our nano silver products, some of them on discount, immune gargle spray, our supplements to get you and yourself, you and your family healthy. You need to prepare for yourself because they don't care about you.
The evidence is overwhelming. Coronavirus is a man-made bioweapon designed to destroy nation states, economies, and free peoples and usher in a planetary government. This is how the globalists are striking back. Here's a Fortune headline today. Fears of global coronavirus contagion rage as 3,000 cruise ship passengers return home. And that's just in one nation. Coronavirus deals major blow to German car factories in China. They're reporting it could cut their sales in half this year. That's how major this is. Everyone needs to be prepared. 2020 is not a year to play games. InfoWars will continue to report the latest information as it comes out, regardless of the fact that the establishment will try to punish us for telling the truth. We need you to step to the plate and help spread the word about Band.video and InfoWars.com today. Alex Jones here with two big announcements. Ultra 12 and Viva Mineral Fusion are both back in stock after being sold out for months. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is high quality vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other key cofactors that are so good for you and your family, especially your children's bodies and your immune systems. Ultra 12 is the highest quality vitamin B12 taken sublingually under the tongue. It is back in stock. You can get them both individually for 40% off right now and get them together as a combo for 50% off. This makes your life so much better when you have a good multivitamin mineral that you actually absorb and as a tasty fruit punch. And of course, vitamin B12 is the bedrock foundation of energy, stamina, libido, just everything. And they're both back in stock, 40% off individually or 50% off when you get them together at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. speech to free minds. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Okay, so as business is shutting down in China, and we've got Apple, as I pointed out yesterday, they made it clear that they may have the economic collapse that's happening right now in China is going to have a big effect on their stock. And so they gave guidance out there because, you know, these publicly traded corporations, they have to tell people if there's something that's going to affect their upcoming profits, unless they're Elon Musk, in which case you can lie to people and get away with it. But everybody else has to play, even Apple has to play by those rules, and giving guidance that this is going to be affecting them, as Zero Hedge puts it, as the second largest world economy grinds to a halt. That's what's going on right now in China. And so the real issue is what happens to all these, to us outside, even if this virus is contained. What's going to happen, first of all, economically? I think we're going to feel the economic effects of this first because, you know, we have this system of just-in-time delivery. You know, we have these long supply chains. And this is one of the things that I've talked about many times in terms of preparedness. You know, you don't think about it, but all the products now for profitability here in the United States, nobody really keeps stuff on hand. Everybody's is this, you know, just-in-time delivery. And so if you interrupt that, things can get really bad very quickly. Whether you're talking about food or power or anything, you interrupt that, all of a sudden, you know, since everything's getting there just as you need it, you feel the effects immediately. And so Goldman Sachs was looking at some of the industries that are sending stuff out by air travel, because it turns out that there is quite a bit of products in this just-in-time delivery system that are put out by air. So they took a look at that. But one of the things that's really key is the medical supply and drug shortages that could be happening since we have so many of our products are now manufactured in China. And it's not just that the products are manufactured in China. I mean, this should concern us in a number of different ways because as we look at the poor quality control, and this has been a big factor. You know, I started looking at some of the medicine that was prescribed for me after my heart attack. One of the biggest side effects for a commonly prescribed blood pressure medication. One of the most common side effects was that, you know, poor manufacturing in China. Not necessarily even the drug itself, but just that you might get some, you know, dirty, poorly manufactured garbage out of China that makes you sick. And so we ought to be concerned about that. But we also ought to be concerned about the fact that even if that isn't the case, now that's going to be, as the FDA said, they're keenly aware of the idea of shortages in medicine. With every week, writes Zero Hedge, it's of its economic disintegration not being reversed, China is triggering the most massive supply chain shock the world has ever seen since the last financial crisis. The next impact will not be just to Europe because we've seen the closure of a Fiat Chrysler auto plant in Serbia. And I talked about prior to that, there was the world's largest automobile complex there run by Hyundai in South Korea. They make 1.4 million cars a year at that complex, and they haven't completely closed it, like this plant has been closed by Fiat Chrysler in Serbia, but that gigantic Hyundai plant has drastically reduced, and so people are just working a little bit of time because they can't get auto parts out of China. So it will be America, and it could be coming in the form of drug and medical supply shortages. Might be the first place that we notice this. The FDA has warned, we are keenly aware that the outbreak will likely impact the medical product supply chain, including potential disruptions to supply or shortages of critical medical products in the U.S. And it's not just the medical products, but it's also the raw materials that are used to manufacture the medical products that we manufacture, still manufacture in the U.S. Yeah, we still do a little bit of manufacturing here, but we get our raw products from the Chinese. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Across the Western world, from high school to college sports to even the Olympics, men, biological men, are winning almost all of the sporting events. This is men invading women's spaces and bullying them and taking their rights away, all in the name of liberalism and openness. And then every day, I have stacks of news articles, just like today. UK teen fined under house arrest for asking trans police officers gender, and it hurt their feelings. UK mother spared jail for misgendering trans woman, ordered to pay £1,000 fine because it could have caused anxiety in the new royalty. That's the thought police. If a leftist has their feelings hurt for any reason, you get fined and you go to jail. This is tyranny. These people are bullies, and it's sick, and it's evil, and it's part of a scientific anti-human takeover. Resist it. Speak out against it.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. The word is that Roger Stone is going to be sentenced any moment now. We'll have that information for you as soon as it happens from that quote-unquote judge who has said that she's going to suspend the sentence, deciding on whether or not he gets a new trial, because we have a juror who obviously committed perjury. I mean, the first thing they're going to ask you as a juror, do you know anything about this? Do you have any formed opinions? And after this woman, who is foreman of the jury, after this woman who is a lawyer, after this woman who is a Democrat candidate, had to jump in and talk about how much she hated Roger Stone and how she wanted to see him hung high. Now, sent him to jail for 10 years for this process crime. Then it emerged that she had already been tweeting about that before she ever became a juror. But before we get to that, and before we get to the debate last night, I just want to finish up on the coronavirus stuff. And look, folks, I've been trying to be even-handed with this. I was always suspicious about the connection between Wuhan's biosafety level 4 lab and the fact that this broke out there, it's right down the street from that particular market. I was laughing from the very beginning about the tall tales about how it went from a snake to a bat to a, you know, whatever, pangolin now, some people putting that out. Some mainstream news media is actually putting that out. Oh, we think it came from a pangolin. Look it up. It's this weird animal with the scales that rolls up into a ball. I mean, you know, anyway, you look at that and you believe it could spontaneously generate anything, except that we find out that, you know, there's this pattern. You know, the Chinese scientist was doing work on the coronavirus and bats and trying to combine the two. We had that being done in University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, paid for by the U.S. government. This is a common thing, and my concern has been and always will be the fact that there is no control. I find out that just down the street from me, you know, this type of research like we see being done in Wuhan was being done at UNC Chapel Hill. And they created a chimera coronavirus using bat DNA from China, combining it with the coronavirus itself. So you look at all this stuff, and then you look at what is happening with the cruise ship and what is happening in China. You know, the government with its ham-fisted processes, as we've seen over and over again, the way FEMA operates whenever even a hurricane comes through, they can make a bad situation a lot worse, a lot worse. And so when I looked at all of this, it's like, well, okay, this could have happened as a bioweapon that escaped or was deliberately put out there. But is it really bad, or is this really just a case of mismanagement? Ham-fisted mismanagement by the Chinese communists. Because, again, you know, in my lifetime, I remember when they starved 50 million people to death. Because, you know, communism. And so now we see what's happening outside. South Korea is now freaking out. One city in South Korea, Daegu. U.S. military forces of South Korea have issued a statement about the situation in Daegu in that town. It's about 2 hours south of the capital, Seoul. Accounts for nearly half of the confirmed cases of coronavirus in the country. The infections have centered on one woman, a 61-year-old woman, who goes to a particular church. And now 37 other people who go to that church have now been confirmed as infected. And, you know, that's the number of cases there in South Korea have soared by almost 2/3 to 104 overnight. This city, Daegu in South Korea, a city of 2.5 million, where 10 South Koreans contracted the disease from a church service, but now that is up to 40. But the other thing that I think is worth taking a look at in terms of mismanaging quarantine, because mismanaging emergency services is a specialty of the federal government. What happened in Japan? You know, Japan's very organized, very technologically advanced. It's not like China. It's a much more open society. So how did this all go wrong on this cruise ship? Because it did go wrong on this cruise ship. We've had now two passengers from that cruise ship, the Diamond Princess, that was quarantined off of Yokohama, had 3,700 people on board. And as you know, it has exploded in terms of the number of people, number of cases that were there. And the two people who died were Japanese people who were in their 80s. They were taken off the ship more than 2 weeks ago. They were transported to a hospital. But again, it is the elderly, typically the elderly, the very young, who are succumbing to this disease, but not always. And as we look at what happened with this, we had the highly publicized case of the U.S. finally taking some of the American citizens off board and bringing them back to the U.S. because they realized just how bad the situation was there. And we've now got a Kobe University doctor who specializes in these kinds of epidemics. And he put out a series of allegations in YouTube videos talking about what it was like there. And he also gave an interview to the Wall Street Journal. He said, you got to get the people out of there. He said, I've never been more scared of anything that I've been involved in. And he says, I've been in Africa when they had the Ebola outbreak. I was in China during the SARS outbreak, but I've never seen anything as bad as the conditions on that cruise ship. He said the quarantine process, well, this is another specialist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases at the National Institute of Health. He's an American. He said the quarantine process there failed. I'd like to sugarcoat it. I'd like to be diplomatic about it, but it failed. People were getting infected on that ship. Something went awry in the process of the quarantining on that ship. I don't know what it was, but a lot of people got infected on that ship. Well, the doctor who was there, Kentaro Iwata, a professor of infectious diseases at Kobe University, said it was, like I said, worse than Ebola in Africa. He goes on to say the cruise ship was completely inadequate in terms of controlling infections. There was not a single infection control professional on the ship, nor anyone professionally involved in infection prevention. The bureaucrats were in charge of everything. He said there was no clear distinction between a green zone, that'd be a healthy zone, and a red zone, potentially infected zone. And the staff were running back and forth. So you had staff that were not getting disinfected, and they were carrying everybody's food and towels and everything else from one person to the other. And so even though that was quarantined back on February the 5th, they had several hundred people who were infected with that. And now what Japan has done is even though these people were getting showing up being infected at the rate of 4 or 5 per hour, they decided that they would let these people off and they would start the clock going back several weeks instead of when the last infected person showed up, you know, and have another 2-week quarantine. And so what are they doing with these people that they take off of there that they are not going to be holding for 2 weeks since the last person got sick? Well, they're going to be putting them onto public transportation and sending them to 50 different countries. Yeah, that's right. And even when you look at the test, they now know that this test, one of the things that I thought was unusual about it, was the fact the Chinese government was coming out and saying, we're going to be quarantining people even without tests. And even if you get a negative on this test, we're still going to quarantine people. And I was saying, well, this is a prescription for doing the same type of thing. I said this last week, same type of thing that we saw happen on this cruise ship. You coop up healthy people with sick people, and guess what? They're all going to get sick if they're not doing the quarantine right. And it appears that in China, they're doing even a worse job than they did on this cruise ship. But there's something else about this, and that is that the test is not reliable. A report suggests some people test negative up to 6 times even though they are infected with the virus. This is what happened with that ophthalmologist who first identified the outbreak. They tested him multiple times. They didn't find anything. And Chinese authorities went down on him really hard when he's trying to warn other people, even though he was sick. And then he eventually died. And so when you have a false negative test, that means that people who are sick don't get any medical treatment. It also means that they might also infect other people as they are turned out. Now, the people who have been brought back to the U.S., we're being told, are being kept in quarantine and not put out in the general public. So we will see what happens with that. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the Democrat debate last night because we need to lighten this up a little bit. There's been pretty heavy news here talking about that mother who was crying about what was going on in China, how her family was being killed by them. And quite frankly, that is true. I mean, you put people in a grab healthy people and you put them in quarantine them with sick people, give them no medical care. I mean, that's a big part of what's going on.
Real stuff, man. We're talking about the real deal here. And I love Trump all day long, but man, I tell you, he sits here and lets these big tech people keep running roughshod over him. Everybody, I've got a problem. And we'll just take the Trump rallies over. That said, about 2 months ago, I came up with a plan that I haven't launched yet. We have a warehouse full of hundreds of thousands of stickers, 20 different stickers. Impeach the Democrats, save the Second Amendment, defend the First Amendment, Infowars.com. And it looks like duct tape, but it's just a regular sticker. You put it over your mouth, you go to a Trump rally, and you instantly take over without even disrupting things. People say, why are you doing this? What's happening? Well, you go, well, we're being censored, and you know, Trump won't do anything about it. And Dr. Pachinik, let me just ask you what you think, because I've not launched this yet.
It's brilliant. You've taken the very element that they try to repress you with, that silence, and made it into a weapon. You have the loudest sound of all, silence. And you know what's most disturbing to people? Silence.
At the end of World War II, Adolf Hitler had discredited the eugenics and world population control organizations. They openly had meetings and, led by Julian Huxley, Aldous Huxley's brother, decided to repackage themselves as transhumanist. Now in the year 2020, to set the precedent that people can be turned into cyborgs, that robots can be given rights, you name it, they are intimidating and arresting people all over the world who simply misgender someone. So the ultimate crime will be even asking what someone is if you can't even tell what they are. This is the ultimate Kafkaesque mind control. And there's several big articles up on Infowars.com that break this down. UK teen fined under house arrest for asking trans police officers gender. UK mother spared jail for misgendering trans woman, ordered to pay £1,000 fine. We know that the globalists are in trouble. Humanity's waking up to their tyranny, how they run their scams, their Ponzi schemes, how they're building a post-human world. But we know they're going to strike back. And the UN has said that they're going to absolutely implode third world countries and then use those giant populations as weaponized hordes to come in and overwhelm the West and collapse our social services in a giant Cloward and Piven program. The UN also has said they'll use mass plagues to make us capitulate to world government, inner coronavirus. This is a critical year, and it's a critical time to stay informed and to be spreading the word, because people are waking up like never before. But this fight against tyranny is neck and neck, so spread the word about band.video and Infowars.com/show. That is so important. You are at the center of the resistance. You are our only hope. There's roughly only 260 days left until the 2020 election, and already you've seen all sorts of crazy things happen. The globalists are trying to plunge the economy. They're trying to start wars. They're trying to overthrow the president. They're trying to silence free speech. They're trying to trigger riots in the streets, but everything they do is blowing up in their face. We the people have to pray, stay focused, be involved, keep spreading the word, keep countering their lies, and we have to be prepared in case things go south. That's why it's so critical to go to InfoWarsStore.com
and stock up on high-quality preparedness items, from storable foods to high-quality water filtration and air filtration to the very best supplements and silver products you're going to find. They're all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase there not only ensures high-quality products for you and your family at great prices, but it funds the InfoWar in this critical time. A total, complete, absolute 360 win. Every point of the compass is covered. The only way we can be defeated is if you don't take action. Get high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
To see what these crooked Democrats are going to do to Roger Stone. Again, you know, when you look at the justice system, what a corrupt mess that is. We really do need President Trump to do his duty. It's not a usurpation. I mean, we've got all these people criticizing him for saying that he is the chief law enforcement officer. He is. He is. All law enforcement is under the executive branch. I mean, the FBI is there, the Department of Justice, the prosecutors of the department. You have the judiciary, which is a separate branch, right? Let's go back to the basics here, right? We have an executive branch. We have a congressional branch, and we have the judiciary branch. And under the executive branch, you have the prosecutors, the DOJ. They're separate from the judiciary. And you have the FBI and ICE, all these different border patrol, everything. All of that is under the president. He is the chief law enforcement officer. He also has the power to pardon, and he needs to do both of those. It's a duty when there is an injustice to pardon. But let's take a look at the debate last night. You know, we had this article from CNBC, the headline, "Several Biden fundraisers have jumped ship from his struggling campaign to back Bloomberg." Oh, we're just talking about the coronavirus and that cruise ship. You know, these people are jumping ship. they don't want to get that Biden disease. Well, you know, the disease that they really need to be concerned about is socialism, Marxism, communism, progressivism, democratic, social, whatever you want to call it. It's the same thing. And that's really what they need to be, that's what they need to be getting away from and what they need to be quarantining. They need to be quarantining that Marxism. They need to be quarantining AOC and Bernie because they're patient zero and one. That's what they really need to do. And I thought that was really funny because, you know, you look at this, you got Biden fundraisers and they're going to start giving money to Bloomberg. You ever heard the expression coal to Newcastle? You know, Newcastle was the town in the UK that was known for being the big producer of coal. I guess they really are in economic straits now at this point. But, you know, coal was what ran the Industrial Revolution, the early days, what people heated their home with. And they had tons of the stuff in Newcastle. And so when they, you know, like selling refrigerators to Eskimos or something, you know, we'd say here in the U.S., coal to Newcastle. Well, you know, giving money to Bloomberg is kind of like coal to Newcastle. He doesn't need it. But I guess they're doing this as tribute, you know. Yes, my king. Here we are. Because he already is king. Like I said yesterday, it's good to be the king, isn't it? You know, when you're one of the world's richest men and you've got political donors now starting to give you money to buy favors in the future because they know that Biden isn't going to go anywhere. And it's the Democrats are panicked, really, turning to Bloomberg. People were saying, you know, look at that. The establishment is panicked. And so now they're moving from Biden to Bloomberg. And now they must really be panicked after last night because he got hammered, as I said, when he stepped from behind that curtain that he had set up where he had hundreds of millions of dollars. It'll be billions of dollars. It won't be hundreds of billions. But he'll probably spend billions of dollars. He's already spent $400 million. And they've only had the little Iowa and New Hampshire caucuses. But he's been running those slick produced ads from behind the curtain. You know, he's kind of like the Wizard of Oz. He's got this great big and powerful Oz that's up there. And then you pull back the curtain And Toto pulled back the curtain last night. Klobuchar said, I thought that he shouldn't be hiding behind his TV ads. That's the curtain right there. She said the campaign memo that surfaced yesterday where Bloomberg said, look, this is about me or Bernie. These other chumps ought to get out of the way. They're just cluttering the field. And I was like, well, let's see what you've got here. And Elizabeth Warren went after him. You know, she said, we are all running against somebody who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. I looked at that and I thought, I don't think he's ever called Elizabeth Warren a lesbian. The other adjectives. I usually call her a hectoring schoolmarm because that's what she reminds me of. Not necessarily a fat broad and horse-faced, but maybe that's what she reminds Bloomberg of. Piers Morgan, I thought, had a great comment. He said, Bloomberg was stopped, frisked, and slammed up against a wall tonight. And we may see a whole new meaning to Bloomberg Terminal. Also, he said, Bloomberg is such a charmless, awful, shifty debater, and this is not going well for him. And AOC tweeted out and said, well, I just got back from my community cafe meeting in Throgs Neck, and I turned on the debate. What did I miss? And he responded to her, he says, Pete didn't shave and was mean to Amy. Amy is self-imploding. Mike didn't prep and he won't release his NDAs. Bernie's getting really red-faced and he won't reveal his medical records. Joe knows every Mexican president. Elizabeth is killing it and Mike. And that basically is a pretty good summary. As a matter of fact, let's do video clip number 5, where you see her killing it with Mike. Video clip number 5.
We will have Donald Trump for another 4 years, and we can't stand that.
So I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg. Democrats are not going to win if we have a nominee who has a history of hiding his tax returns, of harassing women, and of supporting racist policies like redlining and stop and frisk. Look, I'll support whoever the Democratic nominee is.
Yeah, yeah. I'll support him even if he, you know, even though he said all those things, she'll still support him. Oh, absolutely. She is there to praise him, not to destroy him. Let's play a few other clips. We've got several excerpts from different candidates here. Let's play video clip number 1.
On his record. And what we need to know is exactly what's lurking out there. He has gotten some number of women, dozens, who knows, to sign non-disclosure agreements, both for sexual harassment and for gender discrimination in the workplace. So, Mr. Mayor, are you willing to release all of those women from those non-disclosure agreements so we can hear their side of the story?
I don't think that momentary forgetfulness actually reflects what I know.
Oops, that didn't go
about
too well.
Mexico and how much I care about it.
If I go back and
pause that for a second. Okay. She was trying to say, she couldn't quite get it out. She had momentary forgetfulness. No, she didn't forget who the president of Mexico, she didn't know anything about him. But it was very important, and we're going to stop. In the past, she had said, we should make English the official language of America because, you know, we can't decide, even though the Constitution is written in English, in plain English. We have to have a Supreme Court and a bunch of thousands of federal judges interpret it for us, right? No, we have to end judicial supremacy because it is tyranny. But, you know, she's going to now say, well, I don't want to have English only. And Mexico is just so important. But no, I don't know who that guy. I really don't know who the president of Mexico is. I will visit him sometime within the first 100 years. 100 days, she said. And then she tried to get that apology out. Didn't go too well for her either. We'll have more clips from the debate. Stay with us.
Across the Western world, from high school to college sports to even the Olympics, men, biological men, are winning almost all of the sporting events.
This is men invading women's spaces and bullying them and taking their rights away, all in the name of liberalism and openness. And then every day, I have stacks of news articles, just like today. UK teen fined under house arrest for asking trans police officers gender, and it hurt their feelings. UK mother spared jail for misgendering trans woman, ordered to pay £1,000 fine because it could have caused anxiety in the new royalty. That's the thought police. If a leftist has their feelings hurt for any reason, you get fined and you go to jail. This is tyranny. These people are bullies, and it's sick, and it's evil, and it's part of a scientific anti-human takeover. Resist it. Speak out against it. 3 weeks ago, we told you that the Pentagon had set up secret quarantine centers for the coronavirus and that they believed it was much more serious than we were being told. Now we know that that is the case. And we know the federal government and major corporations have been buying up all the major storable food supplies around the country. Almost everyone else is sold out. But our supplier, My Patriot, at InfoWarsStore.com, still has their entire line of high-quality, fresh food. And it's fresh. That's why you have to wait 10 to 14 days for it to get delivered. Not because they don't have the food, but because they've got to package it and their factories are going 24 hours a day. High quality, fresh food, the best package systems, tastes great, protects you and your family, and funds the InfoWar. You just got to get the orders in until they extend it out even more, which could happen. Lock in your orders now, ensure you get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
Don't be a victim. If you're worried about the coronavirus, exercise, but not too hard, because that can lower your immune system. Drink extra purified clean water so that no toxins weigh you down, but you have plenty of hydration. Prayer and meditation has been proven to make you healthier. Get plenty of vitamin C, get plenty of vitamin D3, which is fish oil. Take your colloidal silver, all of it. That's what allows you to be healthier and get plenty of sleep. We have sold out of a 16-ounce immune gargle that has the nano silver that's patented and documented and even admitted in documents we've shown to go after this whole corona SARS family of viruses. We're almost sold out of the 1-ounce spray bottles. That'll be sold out in a couple days, and we're in about a week and a half or so of the super silver 3-ounce bottles. Great to have, period. Really good for your gums. Really great for your teeth. We also have the super silver in our whitening toothpaste. Again, we're the only folks allowed to private label or make our own products with this top nanotech company based here in the U.S. that's in all these Homeland Security documents and everything, because we get the best stuff. And there's a lot of patriots. There's not just bad guys coming after us. There's the flip side of all the good guys and good gals. It's very exciting.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. It's your move. And now, The David Knight Show.
All right, I want to go back to the debate last night. We got some very interesting sound bites, and we're going to do some fact-checking of these Democrats. So, yeah, just the facts, ma'am. Forget about all of the virtue signaling and the prepared speeches and digs at Bloomberg. Yeah, he had it coming, but we'll take a look at some of the facts. But first, let's get into a couple more of the interchanges that we had at last night's debate in Nevada. Let's pick that up, video clip number one.
that I'm really worried about, embarrassed about, was how it turned out with stop and frisk. When I got into office, there were 650 murders a year in New York City. And
all of
I
them
thought
from
that
black
my
people,
first
of
responsibility was to give people the right to live. That's the basic right of everything. And we started adopted a policy which had been in place, the policy that all big police departments use of stop and frisk. What happened, however, was it got out of control. And when we discovered, I discovered that we were doing many, many, too many stop and frisks, we cut 95% of it out. And I've sat down with a bunch of African-American clergy and business people to talk about this, to try to learn. I've talked to a number of kids who'd been stopped. And I was trying to understand how we change our policies so we can keep the city safe, because the crime rate did go from 650, 50% down to 300. And we have to keep the lid on crime, but we cannot go out and stop people.
And the hands are all going up. I got a hand. Let's pause this a second, because I want to raise my hand here. I've got a comment. Can I get right? Okay, I'm recognizing myself. Yeah. I thought he was going to say, I thought that stop and frisk was a convenience store. But look, here's the problem. You do have a responsibility to protect our lives, but you also have a responsibility to protect our other rights that are enumerated in the Constitution that you swore to, as every office holder in the U.S. does swear to. You have a responsibility to protect due process, because once you stop doing that, once the government no longer is bound by the Constitution, bound by the Bill of Rights, when it doesn't have to give us due process, then the government becomes a thug. The government becomes a robber, a thief, a murderer, a terrorist. Right? The very thing that you think that you're going to get protected from by the government. We can see this happening when CPS takes your kids without due process. When they take your gun by red flagging you. Right? When they take your property with civil asset forfeiture. We don't need the due process. We just take the property or the gun or the child and we do the due process later. Right? So when you just jettison the rest of our lives and say that you're going to do that to the rest of our rights and say that you're going to do that to protect our life, that's a lie. What you have done is you have put us in a police state, in a jail. And nobody who is a prisoner, nobody who is a slave is safe. And we're not prosperous either. That is the fundamental lie that they all tell us when they have destroyed the fundamental purpose of government. Again, to protect our rights. Yes, our life is part of those rights. But again, he wants to protect life. That's the first time I've heard that any of these Democrats are pro-life. Mm-hmm, that's right. they will basically throw those babies against the wall after they have extracted the parts that they wanted. It's pretty amazing. We're still waiting for Roger Stone's verdict. We have Owen Schroyer in Washington, D.C., outside the courthouse. And let's go to him right now and see if he's heard anything. Joining us now is Owen Schroyer.
That's right, David. Nothing is developed as far as the sentence for Roger Stone yet. But what I can tell you is Roger Stone arrived bright and early this morning, a lot earlier than normal for these court cases, about 2 hours before the sentencing was to begin at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern. He's now been in the sentencing process for about half an hour. We were able to talk to one person who's in direct contact with Roger and his team right now. They expect this sentencing to come pretty quickly, probably an hour or less. So we should be getting a decision pretty quickly. And David, I think that the story is the Democrats, or, you know, the judge, or this whole cabal that's trying to get Trump out of office, is more concerned with the headline, Roger Stone sentenced to jail, Roger Stone guilty, so that they can revert back to President Trump, therefore guilty, Russian collusion, whatever they want to use. Even though this entire case against Roger Stone has been proven as a kangaroo court, it's been proven as totally corrupt. The jury was corrupt. The prosecution was corrupt. The judge is obviously corrupt. But they don't care about all that. They think that only 30 to 60 million Americans who actually follow the news and are informed on this will know that. But they know 100, 200 million Americans will see the headline, Roger Stone guilty, Roger Stone to jail. That means Trump guilty. Trump's coming next. So that's their plan with this deal, David. They've taken the mask off. The judicial corruption has shown itself, but they just don't care at this point. It's all about the agenda of destroying Donald Trump.
Well, it's always been about getting President Trump. And if Roger Stone would have lied to them told the kind of lies that they want to frame President Trump, then like the rest of these people who lied, Mueller, McCabe, Clapper, Comey, Strzok and Page, like all these other people who lied under oath, Clapper, nothing would have happened to him if he would have told the lies that they wanted to have told. So, yeah, this is a frame-up job. But today, from what I understand, even though she's going to announce a sentence and grab some headlines, she is going to suspend that sentence until she decides whether or not she's going to give him a new trial. Is that correct?
So this is actually a real unprecedented thing, David, because any time where you are dealing with a mistrial, which, I mean, on all the technicalities, this should already have been ruled a mistrial. For obvious reasons, we know why it's not. Again, the same agenda we just discussed.
Yeah,
so
political.
So decided, again, this is unprecedented, never been seen before. The judge has decided she will wait to review the complications or the evidence that this should be a mistrial, which Roger Stone's defense has filed for, until after sentencing. Again, this is unbelievable. So again, to me, that's just more evidence that they want those headlines. So maybe the judge issues a mistrial, maybe not. But even if she does, it'll be after the headlines everywhere. Roger Stone guilty, Roger Stone year in jail, therefore Trump guilty. So it's really never been seen before. If you have, again, the evidence is already there. The judge should have issued a mistrial already, but this is a corrupt judge we're dealing with. But to say, oh, I'm going to wait and review the evidence of the mistrial until after sentencing, that's what they call the cart before the horse, David. It just doesn't make sense. And it just shows how this is all agenda driven. It's all political.
Well, as Norm Pattis was saying when he was on with me last week, he said he's never seen a case where after a verdict has been given by the jury that you would put a gag order on the defendant. And, you know, always in the past, they might put a gag order on because they didn't want the person to say something that might interfere with the jury. But of course, now we know that the juror who was the foreman of the jury had already made up her mind about Roger Stone and tweeted about it on social media, got away with that. She should be facing charges as a lawyer, criminal charges as well as disbarment. But she did quite a bit more than Roger Stone is accused of doing and found guilty of doing. I mean, this is all a political trial. But the idea that they would put a gag order on Roger Stone and keep that on there for months, that was back in November that he was found guilty, and they wouldn't let him speak. And now she wants to speak and say, well, I'm going to send him to jail for X amount of time before I even consider whether or not there's been a mistrial. That's all it is. It's just about a show trial.
Well, and I think too, David, put the politics aside here, which it's sad that, you know, seems impossible right now. Every American should be seeing what's happened to Roger Stone. Again, whether you like Roger Stone, don't like Roger Stone, like Trump, Republican.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have had the American legal system is just hopelessly corrupt. We got to take a break. Thank you so much for joining us. Owen Schroer is there in D.C. outside the courthouse, where the politicized, quote-unquote, judge is going to issue her edict coming up, and we'll have that information for you when that happens. Thank you, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
The evidence is overwhelming. Coronavirus is a man-made bioweapon designed to destroy nation-states, economies, and free peoples, and usher in a planetary government. This is how the globalists are striking back. Here's a Fortune headline today. Fears of global coronavirus contagion rage as 3,000 cruise ship passengers return home. And that's just in one nation. Coronavirus deals major blow to German car factories in China. They're reporting it could cut their sales in half this year. That's how major this is. Everyone needs to be prepared. 2020 is not a year to play games. InfoWars will continue to report the latest information as it comes out, regardless of the fact that the establishment will try to punish us for telling the truth. We need you to step to the plate and help spread the word about band.video and InfoWars.com today.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you.
we run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here, and I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs, and we'll expand and really give the globalists a run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years and I didn't listen. And I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Grip like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits. And it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action.
There can no longer be any doubt. This coronavirus is serious on multiple levels. It's very communicable. It spreads very, very fast. It is killing a lot of people. And the Chinese Communist government has covered up just how bad it is. And the White House is now openly challenging them. So are Trump's top scientists, and so is Senator Cotton. My friends, now is the time to get prepared. 2020 is not a year to play games with. The globalists are trying to create economic collapse, race riots. We don't know how bad this virus is going to get here. That's why listeners to InfoWars need to be prepared. And InfoWarsStore.com has the products that make your life better and make you healthier. We have the last of the immune gargle selling out as we speak. We have high-quality storable foods ready to ship. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock along with Ultra 12 at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, let's go back to Vegas. What happened in Vegas is not going to stay in Vegas. It's been heard around the world, and everybody is just in awe at the whooping that Michael Bloomberg got. It was up against the wall. They beat him severely as he came out from behind the curtain. And I want to play a couple more highlights of what happened last night in Vegas. Let's resume with video clip number one.
I don't think there's any chance of the senator beating President Trump. You don't start out by saying, I've got 160 million people I'm going to take away the insurance plan that they love. That's just not a ways that you go and start building the coalition that the Sanders camp thinks that they can do.
We've got to wake up as a party. We could wake up 2 weeks from today, the day after Super Tuesday, and the only candidates left standing will be Bernie Sanders and Mike Bloomberg, the two most polarizing figures on this stage. And most Americans don't see where they fit if they've got to choose between a socialist who thinks that capitalism is the root of all evil and a billionaire who thinks that money ought to be the root of all power. Let's put forward somebody who actually lives and works in a middle-class neighborhood in an industrial Midwestern city. Let's put forward somebody
who... I don't see anybody like that on the stage. That's Eddie Haskell of the Democrat Party, as Travis called him. I think that's a perfect description of Buttigieg. We should call him Booty Marks because, you know, he's very happy and proud of his, gay heritage. We should talk, but actually it's his Marxist heritage that really defines him. He wants to pretend that he's not a socialist, right? He's the moderate. You know, we've got these two extremes, as he just put out there. We got the Bloomberg billionaire and the Bernie Marxist over here. Except, as I've been trying to point out to everybody, there's probably nobody that is as hardcore, not even Bernie or AOC, nobody as hardcore Marxist as Booty Marks. Yeah. Pete the Cheat, Mayor Pete. Because this is a guy who is unlike Bernie. See, one of the key things, not only do you have to be a true believer in Marxism, as he was raised to be, right? Not only do you have to be a true believer in all of that, his father, again, as I pointed out yesterday and many other times, a Notre Dame professor who basically his life's work and what he's recognized for is the fawning biography and his translation of the works of the founder of the Italian Communist Party, an anarchist, a guy who referred to himself as anti-fascist, anti-fa. That's the guy that his father made a career out of worshiping and honoring and glorifying in multiple languages. A guy who said, we have to, and if we're going to set up our revolution, we have to destroy the hegemony of the bourgeoisie. In other words, the power of the middle class. We do that by overthrowing their culture and their religion. And you see, I say that Booty Marx is more Marxist than Bernie Sanders because a real Marxist hides their intentions. That's right. And so that makes him an even better Marxist because Booty Gay, Booty Marx, is funded by 40 billionaire donors. He's just the boy next door. He's just the Eddie Haskell next door. No, he's not. This is a guy who is so embedded with the technocratic elitists, with the billionaires. Again, he was, you know, one of the first five Facebook users. He knows Mark Zuckerberg. Remember, years ago, you had the story about how Mark Zuckerberg and Booty had, they met together in South Bend, Indiana, and they ate sausages together. I'm not making that up. They actually did. Just keep that image. I don't know if he had some of his assistants, spray, dry off his hair, use a hair dryer to dry off his armpits, as we're now being told Mark Zuckerberg does, but, this is the kind of crowd that he hangs out with. You know, he went to Harvard where he studied under another Marxist, and that's where he met Zuckerberg. And, the Marxist that he was studying under continued his education about how he could destroy America. And he wants to hide out and say, I'm just a boy next door from Indiana. I don't know anything about these billionaires, and I don't know anything about Marxism. God, man, I tell you what, you talk about the biggest lying candidate that's out there. That's Pete the Cheat. Now, we could also talk about his connections to the intelligence community because they're also the ones who are pushing that kind of Marxist agenda on us as well. But what Bloomberg said there, well, that was a when he said Bernie Sanders wants to tell all these people who love their insurance that you can't have it. And that's a direct reference to the 60,000 people with the unionized workers there in Las Vegas who said, we don't like this Medicare for all. We have spent a lot of blood and treasure to negotiate a healthcare system, and we don't want to see that taken off the table because now they're going to have to try to renegotiate something else. So that union of 60,000 people there in Nevada, that's who he was talking to directly. I think a lot of people missed what that dig specifically was about. Let's go to video clip number three because we have more of the conflict between Bloomberg and Bernie. Capitalism versus communism. Let's go to video clip number three.
It is my policy, and I'm very proud of that policy. right? What we need to do to deal with this grotesque level of income and wealth inequality is make sure that those people who are working, you know what, Mr. Bloomberg, wasn't you who made all that money. Maybe your workers played some role in that as well. And it is important that those workers are able to share the benefits. Also, when we have so many people who go to work every day and they feel not good about their jobs, they feel like cogs in a machine. I want workers to be able to sit on corporate boards as well so they can have some say over what happens to their lives.
Mayor Bloomberg, you own a large company. Would you support what Senator Sanders is proposing?
Absolutely not. I can't think of a ways that would make it easier for Donald Trump to get reelected than listening to this conversation. It's ridiculous.
The entire debate.
Capitalism. We tried that. Other countries tried that. It was called communism, and it just didn't work.
Oh, that's a cheap shot. No, it is called communism. If you look at it, it's not an unfair criticism to call Bernie Sanders a communist. I mean, this is a guy who loved communism so much in the old Soviet Union that he went there to party on his honeymoon. We've all seen the topless pictures, right? You know, drinking beer with his shirt off, singing communist songs, and doing this just before the wall came down. I mean, that system was collapsing in and of itself, and he couldn't recognize that. He couldn't recognize the corruption and the crony capitalism in Nicaragua with the Sandinistas. That's why I called him 4 years ago. I called him Bernie Sandinista. He doesn't understand how any of this stuff works. He is totally clueless about history, but we need to understand where this is happening. Bloomberg also pointed out that Sanders is going to lecture us on capitalism. This is a, you know, basically a communist who owns three houses and has millions of dollars. You want to talk about income inequality? Yeah, let's talk about it. Let's have that conversation, Bernie. See, it's always the communists who wind up with all the money, isn't it? You know, they're going to give us this leveling society where everything is egalitarian and everybody gets the same results, except nobody gets the results of the communist leaders. You just had Bloomberg. Yesterday we talked about how the Bloomberg organization threatened a writer who exposed the corruption of President Xi Jinping in China. How did these guys get all this money like royalty? Oh, don't talk about that. They'll shut us down from doing business in China. Yeah, corruption, but that's the truth of it. You know, he knows that, and we all should know, that that's what always happens with a kleptocracy. You see these people from Venezuela, as the people are starving and chasing down dogs in the street to try to eat, they've got their children doing Instagram photos with their supercars as they're partying in Dubai and Europe. All right, we got to take a break, folks. We really do need your support. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because you don't want to be caught in a forced quarantine. We've seen how that worked on that cruise ship, right? That's what I was talking about in the last hour. The main thing that I want to avoid is if they get somebody that's sick, getting rounded up and put into some kind of a forced quarantine. We've seen that type of thing being done by FEMA. So make sure you got your own food. Make sure you have ways to protect your health and your family's health. Because as we heard from that crying mother in Wuhan, she said, they don't care about us. They're going to take care of themselves, and they are. That's always been the plan of the national security state. It's not your security. It's the security of the government. InfoWarsStore.com. You can find many specials on immune gargle spray, our nano silver, and other products.
Real stuff, man. We're talking about the real deal here. And I love Trump all day long, but, man, I tell you, he sits here and lets these big tech people keep running roughshod over him. Everybody, I mean, I've got a problem. And we'll just take the Trump rallies over. That said, about 2 months ago, I came up with a plan that I haven't launched yet. We have a warehouse full of hundreds of thousands of stickers, 20 different stickers. Impeach the Democrats, save the Second Amendment, defend the First Amendment, InfoWars.com. And it looks like duct tape, but it's just a regular sticker. You put it over your mouth, you go to a Trump rally, and you instantly take over without even disrupting things. People say, why are you doing this? What's happening? Well, you go, well, we're being censored, and you know, Trump won't do anything about it. And Dr. Pachinik, let me just ask you what you think, because I've not launched this yet.
It's brilliant. You've taken the very element that they try to repress you with, that silence, and made it into a weapon. You have the loudest sound of all, silence. And you know what's most disturbing to people? Silence.
We know that the globalists are in trouble. humanity's waking up to their tyranny, how they run their scams, their Ponzi schemes, how they're building a post-human world. But we know they're going to strike back. And the UN has said that they're going to absolutely implode third world countries and then use those giant populations as weaponized hordes to come in and overwhelm the West and collapse our social services in a giant Cloward and Piven program. The UN also has said they'll use mass plagues to make us capitulate to world government inner coronavirus. This is a critical year, and it's a critical time to stay informed and to be spreading the word, because people are waking up like never before. But this fight against tyranny is neck and neck, so spread the word about band.video and Infowars.com/show. That is so important. You are at the center of the resistance. You are our only hope.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, one of the things that we saw last night, again, the basis of the Democrat Party, and it's whether you want to call it democratic socialism, socialism, communism, progressivism, you pick a euphemism, okay? that euphemism, it's just based on envy and greed, and using that envy and greed to justify stealing stuff from other people. So the problem that the Democrats have is that all these people standing on the stage are really pretty wealthy. And connected to people who are pretty wealthy. And so what you see here is this petty idea that they're going to attack each other for having more money or for having more rich sponsors than the other person. They don't even want to talk about policy. I mean, you are guilty and you shouldn't be president because you have some money. I don't like Bloomberg. He is an authoritarian dictator. But I don't care about the fact that he's got a lot of money. I don't like the way that he's using it to buy his way through this, but I don't hate him like the Democrats do simply because he has more money, because he's a billionaire and Bernie's a millionaire. And, of course, Bernie was throwing shade at Mayor Pete the Cheat. He said, Pete said, my campaign is fueled by hundreds of thousands of contributors, as Bernie had said, including 46 billionaires. And that is actually true. And Pete the Cheat has been funded by about 40 to 46 billionaire donors and their spouses, according to a review by Forbes magazine. They found billionaires like David Geffen, Catherine Rayner, Daniel Ziff, Reed Hastings, Jonathan Gray, all of them. And I imagine there's probably a lot of money if you go down through that looking at Zuckerberg, since they're such good friends and they used to sit around eating sausages together. There's probably some cash that's coming from the technocratic elite out of Silicon Valley as well. Babylon Bee, as they're talking about money, had a satire about Bernie Sanders. As much as he hates anybody who's got more money than he does, disheveled and covered in $100 bills, Bernie Sanders claims that he was attacked by a group of billionaires. And then he's going to grab all those, those bills and run with them. Bernie Sanders supporters were shocked today when they saw him hobble into a campaign event looking quite battered and covered in $100 bills. He claims that this is a result of attack by a group of billionaires. He was out on the streets of Reno about 2 a.m. You know, they got those all-night buffets. But he was going to purchase a can of beans. And he said he was approached by two billionaires in ski masks, expensive tailored suits, who shouted, "This is billionaire country." And shouted things like, "Him, you're just a millionaire. You're only one step above me being poor." Yeah, that's a billionaire bigotry there. You know, those little millionaires, they don't count for anything. Those little millionaires, socialists, communists. So, you know, when we look at this, it's all relative, isn't it? But it really is all about hating anybody who's got something. And making sure that nobody has anything, because they're going to dictate to you what you can have. I mean, I can't think of anything worse than having the government run our energy grid, which is why he wants a nationalized energy grid. Talked about that yesterday. You got the Brotherhood of Electrical Workers are freaking out about that in California because they want to be able to still do electrical work. They don't want to go back to the dark ages. I mean, if you let Bernie Sanders and the communists take over the power grid, as he said he's going to do, and then we're going to somehow power it with unicorn farts because we're going to shut down all the oil and gas and coal plants, no matter how clean they are. We're going to just shut them down because carbon. Carbon, they got carbon in them. You're going to allow that to happen. These electrical workers are going to be out of a job. Because who needs an electrical worker when the communists have shut off the power? We'll be right back with more clips from the debate last night and some facts about what they had to say. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
At the end of World War II, Adolf Hitler had discredited the eugenics and world population control organizations. They openly had meetings and, led by Julian Huxley, Aldous Huxley's brother, decided to repackage themselves as transhumanist. Now in the year 2020, to set the precedent that people can be turned into cyborgs, that robots can be given rights, you name it, they are intimidating and arresting people all over the world who simply misgender someone. So the ultimate crime will be even asking what someone is if you can't even tell what they are. This is the ultimate Kafkaesque mind control. And there's several big articles up on Infowars.com that break this down. UK teen fined under house arrest for asking trans police officers gender. UK mother spared jail for misgendering trans woman, ordered to pay £1,000 fine.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As everybody was trying to portray themselves as poor as possible, I don't know any billionaires. I'm not a billionaire. I'm only a millionaire. And I really don't know that many billionaires, says Pete the Cheat, Booty Marks. And as they're bantering that back and forth, and as you got Elizabeth Warren hammering Bloomberg, all these women who have, we've seen some of the allegations in these lawsuits under Freedom of Information Act. We don't necessarily even need to see the NDAs to know what was going on with Bloomberg. Yeah, just kill it. You're pregnant? Just kill it, he says. Right? Such compassion. You want a guy like that running your health care? I don't think so. But anyway, I don't want the Democrats doing it either, because Elizabeth Warren doesn't have any more compassion for babies either. But as Pete is going after him, as Betty is going after Bloomberg, you know, we got all the B's. We got Betty and Booty and Bloomberg and Biden, and then there's Amy Klobuchar, the one that sticks out. But it's okay. She doesn't know anything. She's not going to be there too long. But we've got George Zimmerman now suing Pete and Betty for $265 million. He said that they maliciously defamed him. They used the killing, of which he was acquitted of all charges on grounds of self-defense. Both of them used it, as they put in their lawsuit. And we're talking about what's in the lawsuit for Bloomberg. Well, let's talk about what's in the lawsuit for Zimmerman, because it's very telling about Elizabeth Warren and about Pete the Cheat. He said they both used the killing as a pretext to demagogue and to falsely brand Zimmerman as a white supremacist and a racist to their millions of Twitter followers. And, you know, they've done the same thing to millions of Twitter users who are followers of President Trump and supporters of President Trump, voters for President Trump. So I don't know. I mean, you know, as maybe, you know, even Bloomberg could sue the two of them for assault and battery from last night's debate. And we'll get back to that in just a moment. But I think this really is important, because Remember, Elizabeth Warren is the person who says if you put out anything false during an election, that should be a crime. Not just that you should be censored for that. Not just that you should be taken off of social media if she disagrees with you. You know, they're going to have some arbiter of truth somewhere that's going to say, well, I looked at your campaign claims and I think that they're false. I've got a whole stack here of things that were said last night that were false. Should we send that entire group of people, all half, you know, half dozen of them to jail? Well, that's an idea. I wouldn't rule that out. But, no, it's political speech. But Elizabeth Warren would lock you up for that. So I don't think it's a problem for George Zimmerman as they're trying to demagogue off of this and use him as an icon. Say he murdered this individual because he's a white supremacist and a racist and all this kind of thing, for him to sue them. They said the obvious intent in the lawsuit, they said the obvious intent of Booty Marks and Elizabeth Warren's tweets is alleged race baiting in an attempt to draw African-American votes during this Democrat presidential primary season. And they said both defendants are alleged in the complaint to have acted with actual malice, as it's widely known that Zimmerman was acquitted of murder based on self-defense, said the announcement in the press release. The tweets in question both said that Martin was killed, Trayvon Martin was killed by Zimmerman because of racism or white supremacy. As she tweeted out, she said, my heart goes out to Trayvon's family and friends. He should still be with us today. We need to end gun violence and racism. We need to build a world where all of our children, especially young black boys, can grow up and be safe. I think he's got something to sue her for, certainly under the you know, what the standards that she has used for free speech are much stricter than even what he's talking about here. And also, as we talk about Pete the Cheat, he was not only taking cheap shots, but he also had his own little sound bites prepared in advance. And he gave us a little sample of how he can speak Spanish and memorize things in Spanish. Let's play that clip so everybody can hear Eddie Haskell speaking Spanish.
If you're going to run based on your record of voting in Washington, then you have to own those votes, especially when it comes to immigration. You voted to confirm the head of Customs and Border Protection under Trump, who was one of the architects of the family separation policy. You voted to make English the national language. Do you know the message that sends in as multilingual a state as Nevada to immigrants? You have been unusual among Democrats, I think the Democrat among all of the senators running for president, most likely to vote for Donald Trump's judges, who we know are especially hostile to Dreamers and to the rights of immigrants. Now, in South Bend, it was not always easy to stand up in a conservative place like Indiana on immigration, but we delivered. We created a municipal ID program so that Dreamers and others who were undocumented were able to navigate everyday life. We stood up for those rights and stood with members of our community with the message that they were as American as we are. A los soñadores hay que decir que este país es tu país también.
Oh, yeah. Let me get that out. I've memorized this. Took me a while to memorize this. No, he speaks Spanish. You know, he learned that at Harvard, or maybe he learned it from his Marxist father. I don't know. What language did they speak in Malta? Did they speak Spanish or something else? Anyway, what he was saying there in his little Spanish soundbite, we should tell Dreamers that we support them and we understand this country is your country, too. Now, he's saying this to people, the people that he calls Dreamers, because there was never a Dream Act, right? So there was never a Dream Act. The Democrats proposed Dream Acts over and over again, but they never got it passed. And so they call these people that anyway. But these are people who, by executive order of the Obama Homeland Secretary, you know, because that's essentially his executive order. It's the person underneath him. They said, she said, Janet Napolitano said, we're not going to enforce the law. We're going to defer action on people who come here illegally as children. Now, this is not their country. They have a country that they came from. But we're going to call them Dreamers. We're not going to enforce the law. If President Trump comes in and says, well, that executive order where they announce that they're not going to enforce the law, even though they swear to uphold the laws of the United States and the Constitution, they said they're not going to hold. Well, we're going to uphold that. And the judges say, no, you can't. And President Trump says, okay, well, I'll wait until I get permission from the Supreme Court. No, folks, we have to end judicial supremacy because it is tyranny and it has nothing to do with the Constitution. You can't tell a president that he can't overturn an executive order from the previous president, especially when that executive order was against the Constitution, saying I'm not going to enforce the laws. How absurd is this? And then to call these people dreamers and to say that this is your country too? I tell you what, you know, to come after Amy Klobuchar because she said it, now she's retreated from it because she can't stand the heat. But she voted for English being the official language. That's just so we don't have a Tower of Babel in Washington, D.C. It's already become Babylon in terms of its corruption. But can we all just speak one language? Because, again, you know, we can't agree on what the Constitution and the law says, obviously. That's not to say that you're going to criminalize speaking Spanish. People can speak any language that they want. It's just saying that the official language of government is going to be English. In Switzerland, they have 4 different languages. You know, you can go to Switzerland and, you know, the areas that border on Italy, they speak Italian. The areas that border on Germany, they speak German. The areas that border on France, they speak French. But they have a 4th language, and that is the official language of Switzerland in which they conduct all the business. Romanesh, I think it's kind of a archaic language. Nevertheless, you have to have something that is there as a root language that everybody can agree on. So when it comes to the language of government, I'm going to press 1 for English. Sorry. And that means that I'm not going to be pressing any buttons for Democrats. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfraWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfraWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Across the Western world, from high school to college sports to even the Olympics, men, biological men, are winning almost all of the sporting events. This is men invading women's spaces and bullying them and taking their rights away, all in the name of liberalism and openness. And then every day, I have stacks of news articles, just like today. UK teen fined under house arrest for asking trans police officers gender, and it hurt their feelings. UK mother spared jail for misgendering trans woman ordered to pay £1,000 fine because it could have caused anxiety in the new royalty. That's the thought police. If a leftist has their feelings hurt for any reason, you get fined and you go to jail. This is tyranny. These people are bullies, and it's sick, and it's evil, and it's part of a scientific anti-human takeover. Resist it. Speak out against it. Alex Jones here with 2 big announcements. Ultra 12 and Viva Mineral Fusion are both back in stock after being sold out for months. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is high quality vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other key cofactors that are so good for you and your family, especially your children's bodies and your immune systems. Ultra 12 is the highest quality vitamin B12 taken sublingually under the tongue. It is back in stock. You can get them both individually for 40% off right now and get them together as a combo for 50% off. This makes your life so much better when you have a good multivitamin mineral that you actually absorb and as a tasty fruit punch. And of course, Vitamin B12 is the bedrock foundation of energy, stamina, libido, just everything. And they're both back in stock, 40% off individually or 50% off when you get them together at InfoWarsStore.com.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, as I think the best description of Booty Marks is the Eddie Haskell of the Democrat Party. And he had an Eddie Haskell moment. You know, he was talking to Sanders and he got Sanders to actually turn red, the color of communism. Right? That's to me, that's always been one of the most amazing things, is that they can get conservatives. They can tell conservatives, OK, we've always been red. And all you conservatives used to say, better dead than red. But we're going to say that you're red states now. And conservatives, okay, good. We're all red. We got red state this and red state that. We got red hats for President Trump. It's like, okay, now what do you want us to do? What hoop do you want us to jump through? And so you've got little Eddie Haskell here turning to Bernie Sanders and saying, you know, he's essentially worried about his health. I'm so worried about your health, Mr. Cleaver. Could I see your medical records? And Bernie Sanders got so angry about it that everybody can see how red his face is there. We've released, I think, quite as much as any other candidate has. We've released two rather detailed letters from cardiologists. We've released a letter that came from the head of the U.S. Congress Medical Group, the physicians there. So I think we've released a detailed report. I'm comfortable with what we have done. If you think I'm not in good health, come on out with me on the campaign trail. I'll let you introduce me to three or four rallies a day as we do. So what he's doing with all this is he's trying to essentially make the comparison. He's an old guy. You know, we got all these people on stage are all very old. But I'm young here. That's the Eddie Haskell in him coming out. Yeah. And Bernie Sanders turns absolutely, totally red. We've got a clip here of Joe Biden talking about gun control, which you really have to hear, because this is his opening statement, closing statement. Video clip number 10, we got Joe Biden talking about how kids are hiding under desks because we've got to get all the guns out of everybody's hands. Here's Joe Biden.
Right here in Nevada, the site of the most significant mass murder in American history, guns. Our kids are getting sent to school, having to hide under desks, learn how to run down corridors to avoid being shot. It's immoral. I'm the only one that's beating the NRA nationally, and I beat them twice. With regard to health care, it also is something that is a right. Obamacare has to be expanded. It can be, in fact, cover everybody. And lastly, I think it's important that on day one, we deal with sending an immigration bill to the desk. The only person in here has the worst record on immigration is Bernie, because Bernie voted against the 2007 bill. Had, in fact, that immigration bill passed, there would be 6 million members would be now American citizens.
All right. All right, yeah, we can't get enough in, yeah, because we've had both Biden say there's absolutely no limit to the number of people that we can cram in here. And of course, it's not going to affect your standard of living at all when you're competing, especially the poor voters that they're out there talking to, these people who are struggling because they say they can't live on $15 an hour. What do you think is going to happen to those people with minimum wage jobs when you bring in a lot of cheap wages, right? And what's going to happen as they compete for living space? Again, Mayor Pete the Cheat, has said, well, you know, we're going to sweep aside the regulations in cities that say that you can't build high-density housing, and so we're going to put in extra housing for people who are coming here from foreign countries, and you will get to pay for them because, you know, they're dreamers. And that dream that you had about a home, you can forget about that. You know, the American dream was always a single-family home. But now, as Elizabeth Warren is saying, that's racist. That's white supremacist. This whole idea of a single family home, get over it. We're going to pack you in high density housing. We're going to pack you in the cities, and we're going to subsidize it at your expense for foreigners who want to come to this country. They can have your jobs. Those of you who are struggling to get by and you say, well, I need a raise. So I got to vote for a Democrat. Yeah. Well, it's the Democrats who are slitting your throat. You don't even understand it. I mean, we just had a French tourist who came over on Valentine's Day. His fiance was working in New York City, and he wanted to take pictures of her for Valentine's Day. And he said, this guy ran up to him and hit him. He said, I thought he punched me in the throat. He actually slit his throat all the way across. He survived, but he's got very serious injuries. Yeah, you can see that scar that he's got there. Look at that. It goes all the way across it. The guy tried to kill him. You know, and he's, in so many ways, he's so naive. You know, he was in a bad area of town. He didn't understand who the people were that were around him. And there's a lot of low-income voters out there who don't realize that these Democrats who are talking about how they're going to give them free this and free that are slitting their throats with open borders. They never ask them those questions directly. But that's the reality of what's happening to them. As we're waiting for the verdict on Roger Stone, we have Reuters reporting that this so-called judge, Amy Berman Jackson, told reporters with Reuters this morning that she is not going to discount those tougher sentences guidelines that were put out by the Department of Justice, saying that they wanted 7 to 9 years. She said the guideline plainly applies. Well, no, it doesn't, quite frankly, because they come to it with a formula, but they rigged each one of the factors in the formula. I went over that in detail with Norm Pattiz last week when he was here. And he said, look at this, how they upped this one. They have different aspects of it, and they rate these aspects, and typically, you know, one of these, the severity of it or the danger of it, that's something that you would max out if the person is a violent repeat offender. But they max it out for Roger Stone. And they take another factor, and they do the same thing with that, and then they put all those together and say, see, we just put it in the sentencing guidelines. And that's how we came up with this ludicrous sentence. And so, again, as I was talking to Owen Schroyer there in front of the courthouse, we're waiting for the verdict, and he's going to be joining us coming up in the next segment. But, you know, when we look at what is happening with this, it is a sentencing that is going to come out, even though she is going to be reviewing whether or not she should give a new trial. She should be reviewing whether or not she's going to prosecute that jury foreman, a lawyer who obviously was biased. And who obviously, I'm sure she was asked a question as to whether or not she had had an opinion. I mean, that is the very first thing you ask me. What do you know about this case? Have you already made up your mind in this particular case? No, she committed perjury. As a lawyer, she committed perjury. Judge Napolitano said not only should she be disbarred, but she should be going to prison. But we have this show trial that is there, and I think it's going to be interesting to see what President Trump does with that. I think that going overboard with these sentencing guidelines, 7 to 9 years recommendation, if they do something like that, I think it's going to make it really easy for President Trump to do a pardon. And we'll be talking about that when we come back. Stay with us.
have confirmed with high-level sources that President Trump is intending to either pardon Roger Stone after his sentencing or give him clemency, saying the conviction stands, but you now basically don't go to jail. Either way, this is incredibly good news. But let's not forget Julian Assange. That's one of the biggest black marks on Trump, is that he famously said, I don't know who got the emails. I don't know where they came from. The Russians, a fat dude in his mom's basement, whoever's got them, release them. It's about Hillary committing a crime, not who has the emails. Don't change the subject. Well, Julian Assange undoubtedly took Trump over the top. The WikiLeaks exposed the deep state. The man is a hero. Daniel Ellsberg was a hero. Well, Assange is even a bigger hero, and he's rotting in solitary confinement and at court hearings can barely talk. President Trump, do the right thing and ask the British to release Julian Assange and give him a medal. Real stuff, man. We're talking about the real deal here. And I love Trump all day long, but man, I tell you, he sits here and lets these big tech people keep running roughshod over him. Everybody, I've got a problem. And we'll just take the Trump rallies over. That said, about 2 months ago, I came up with a plan that I haven't launched yet. We have a warehouse full of hundreds of thousands of stickers, 20 different stickers. Impeach the Democrats, save the Second Amendment, defend the First Amendment, Infowars.com. And it looks like duct tape, but it's just a regular sticker. You put it over your mouth, you go to a Trump rally, and you instantly take over without even disrupting things. People say, why are you doing this? What's happening? Well, you go, well, we're being censored, and, you know, Trump won't do anything about it. And Dr. Pachenik, let me just ask you what you think, because I've not launched this yet.
It's brilliant. You've taken the very element that they try to repress you with, that silence, and made it into a weapon. You have the loudest sound of all, silence. And you know what's most disturbing to people? Silence.
All right, folks, here's the bad news. We've already sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle with the patented nanotech silver that's documented to knock out viruses and bacteria unlike anything else. But we do still have it in the 3-ounce and the 1-ounce for limited time. The good news is we have the Super Blue toothpaste and the Super Silver toothpaste, both that have the nano silver in them as well. The Super Blue has tea tree that's also antiviral and antibacterial and high-quality iodine. And then, of course, the whitening has the nano silver, but on top of that, it has the above sea coral calcium that remineralizes the teeth. And so it's just the best toothpaste you're going to find, period. It has the nano silver, and we still have supplies of it, though it'll sell out at current rates in about 2 weeks. But despite that, I'm keeping it at sale at 50% off so everybody can protect themselves with this high-quality product. If you've never used it before, get yours today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Almost all the other big storable food companies are sold out of food. But I know for a fact from sources, they're telling people, oh, we've got it. Get your order in 2 weeks for delivery. We follow this pattern over and over again. I've been on radio for 25 years. I've had storable food for a long time. And I learned very quickly, a lot of these companies, they're fine during normal times. But during a crisis, they don't keep a bunch of food on hand because of inventory. They'll still take your orders. That's why about 11 years ago, I found My Patriot Supply, now the biggest, most trusted company out there. And I became a private labeler for them because they actually have it on hand. They actually give it delivered to you on time. They do what they're going to say they're going to do because they want you as a customer over and over again. And they're good people. Now, they were saying 7 to 10 days before shipping because they've got the food, but they got to package it, record level orders. Now it's 10 to 14 because it's only intensifying with the coronavirus. So get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the best deals. Get it delivered first. They're in our system. It goes right to them. Then it funds the InfoWar as well. So get prepared. InfoWarsStore.com with storable foods.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Of deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to be going to Owen Schroyer in Washington, D.C. He's outside the courtroom where the judge has indicated that she's going to go with those inflated guidelines of 7 to 9 years for Roger Stone. Although, she says she's going to suspend, she's going to announce the sentence, then suspend the sentence. We're going to join him, and he's there live. He's going to have the information as soon as the sentence is pronounced by Her Majesty. But we're also going to talk to him about the possibility of a pardon in just a moment. Before we leave the debate last night, I just want to point out that the environment was the subject of a lot of false claims, because the environment and protecting the environment is, as you have seen, the basis for how we have to embrace socialism and communism and progressivism and all those other isms, euphemisms. And so we had a couple of false claims coming out. We had Chuck Todd asking the candidates whether or not they would eliminate all fracking. And, of course, they will. They'll eliminate anything except windmills and solar power, essentially. And then they'll take over the electric grid, and they will shut that down as well. But when we look at hydraulic fracking, as Breitbart points out, it's allowed the energy industry to harness vast reserves of clean burning natural gas and to replace coal. Yeah, you can make coal power plants cleaner as well. It's just a matter of cost. But you can also just use that right away for the natural gas plants, and they've done that. And as a result, we've seen U.S. emissions fall by 2%. Now, you may have problems with fracking in terms of water pollution, but that's not what they're talking about. They're all talking about carbon this and carbon that. And as I showed you yesterday, you have people like Chris Matthews. He doesn't know the difference between carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide. And all these people don't know the difference between the two of those and carbon itself. Bloomberg, meanwhile, claims that China's carbon emissions are slowing down. No, they're not. He said, in all fairness, the Chinese have slowed down. It's India that's an even bigger problem. No, actually, they slowed down a little bit because of coronavirus and because they're turning off their production of things. But he didn't mention that as a factor. He said it's India that's the bigger problem. Well, that's not really true. As of December 2019, a Statista article pointed out that China accounts for 27.5% of global CO2 emissions. The U.S. accounted for half of that, 14.8%, and India was half of that, 7.25%. Why would he be doing that, do you think? Well, do you think it has something to do with his business interests in China, where he was trying to gag people about that? And then finally, before we go to Owen, we have the idea that people can't survive, and to try to make this local, right? You know, people in Las Vegas and Reno, the two big cities in Nevada, they can't survive because we're going to have global warming, right? What you might not know is that Las Vegas and Reno are the vibrant economic engines for the state of Nevada, and they're also two of the fastest warming cities in the country, said the moderator. In certain months of the year, the heat is already an emergency situation for residents and for tourists walking up and down the street. But obviously, they don't care, because we have seen the city grow in the last 30 years. We have seen Las Vegas grow by 143%, and we've seen Reno grow by 85% in the last 30 years. So obviously, it's not something that they're really worried about. They will cherry-pick particular instances like that, just like they cherry-picked. Look at this. The oceans are rising because now even Venice, Italy is flooded. We've not seen floods like this since, 50 years ago. But it's unprecedented, right? And then a couple of months later, you see the canals are high and dry and the gondolas are setting them. But they don't go back there at that point in time. No, no, no. That's everybody was talking about the other, but they're not talking about that. Let's take one look, final look at what President Trump was doing last night. He was saying at the rally that he was holding in Phoenix, he was talking about how the Democrats were pounding Bloomberg. And then this happened at the Phoenix rally with Trump. They honored a 100-year-old World War II veteran. Let's roll that clip.
It's all over TV that the folks here tonight have helped a great World War II veteran into the arena. I don't know if he knows it, but he's right now the hottest celebrity in the world. I don't know what's going on here. He might even be hotter than Trump right now, I have to say. Did you see the scene? No, he's all over television. Even fake news, CNN had him on. But They say he's a legitimate great hero of World War II, Irvin Julian. Irvin, thank you.
All right, there he is. He's being lifted up by a couple of people, and they carried him in. That was the video clip that President Trump was talking about. There was a video clip of two people carrying him in, cradling him in to the rally, as the Democrats were basically hammering each other, pretending that each of them was a bigger failure than the other because the other people had more money than them or more billionaire backers than them. But I want to go to Washington, D.C. right now. We've got Owen Schroyer waiting outside the courtroom to see what the verdict is going to be. Thank you for joining us, Owen. It looks like she's going to go for the maximum amount here, even though she's going to suspend the sentence. She wants to get that sentence out there. But do you think that this increases the chances of Roger Stone getting pardoned?
I think that the chances will probably remain the same. I think President Trump's probably already made up his mind. But, yeah, a more extreme sentence would probably urge the president to move quicker and in a more direct fashion to address this dereliction of justice here. But, David, you may notice how I'm missing my mic cover this time around. The rat man, Democrat operative Claude Taylor, ate a second mic cover of mine. Now
he
he's
ate
just
it.
Yes. Now he's just deflated the rat out here, unfortunately. Everybody's upset. The rat has now been deflated. But the rat man, Claude Taylor, has now eaten two of my microphone covers. And I will also say this, and I'm going to bring somebody on who is inside, David. They're now floating 11 years out there. So they've the max. Now,
well, you know, she can do anything that she wants, right? Because she's a dictator. We got to end judicial supremacy because it is tyranny. So even though they come up with guidelines of 7 to 9 years, you know, she can make it 100 years if she wants. And we had people who were out there demanding that.
Yeah, after all, she's royalty. She's above the law. She gets to break the law all day. But Adriana DiCaccio was actually inside. The court martial removed her, David. So they've got tyrants and they're removing people that support Trump. Adriana, what happened?
Now, as you know, in the open flow room, you are allowed to speak and, you know, say what you want to say during, you know, the sentence thing. And I itched my leg and I said, this is ridiculous. And the marshal came up to me and he grabbed me and he said, you need to get out of here. And I said, why? I'm just itching my leg. What did I do wrong? You're allowed to talk in the open flow room. That's what the judge specifically said. And he said, no, you have to get out. And he took me out of the whole entire building. Like, he walked me out the whole way. Like, I was like, are you kidding me? But, you know, everything that's going on in there is absolutely ridiculous. Like I said, while I was in there, because, you know, the prosecutors, the new team of prosecutors, actually, are bringing up all these new accounts that they're trying to build up. And obviously with obstruction of justice, they got it to 14. Then they added 8 more. Then they added 5 more. So they're at what? What are they at? 27 now? Counts, and they're trying to make like 11 and a half years, which is over the 9 years the DOJ originally.
And the judge is just rubber stamping all of this.
Oh yeah, and she's on like a power mission in there. The defense team will go up and they'll talk to the podium and they'll say, thank you, Your Honor, you know, giving us this opportunity to speak on this behalf. And then she'll just be like, yeah, no, done.
So what did it feel like witnessing this blatant corruption from this judge?
Hang on a second, Owen. We got to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back to get the answer of what it feels like to be in a court like that. But, of course, we have to understand that's really the way these people operate. It's one of the reasons why we need to put some constraints on the judiciary. We'll be right back.
Don't be a victim. If you're worried about the coronavirus, exercise, but not too hard, because that can lower your immune system. Drink extra purified, clean water so that no toxins weigh you down, but you have plenty of hydration. Prayer and meditation has been proven to make you healthier. Get plenty of vitamin C. Get plenty of vitamin D3, which is fish oil. Take your colloidal silver, all of it. That's what allows you to be healthier and get plenty of sleep. We have sold out of a 16-ounce immune gargle that has the nano silver that's patented and documented and even admitted in documents we've shown to go after this whole corona
SARS family of viruses. We're almost sold out of the 1 ounce spray bottles. That'll be sold out in a couple days. And we're in about a week and a half or so of the Super Silver 3 ounce bottles. Great to have, period. Really good for your gums. Really great for your teeth. We also have the Super Silver in our whitening toothpaste. Again, we're the only folks allowed to private label or make our own products with this top nanotech company based here in the U.S. that's in all these Homeland Security documents and everything, because we get the best stuff. There's a lot of patriots. There's not just bad guys coming after us. There's the flip side of all the good guys and good gals. It's very exciting.
At the end of World War II, Adolf Hitler had discredited the eugenics and world population control organizations. They openly had meetings and, led by Julian Huxley, Aldous Huxley's brother, decided to repackage themselves as transhumanist. Now in the year 2020, to set the precedent that people can be turned into cyborgs, that robots can be given rights, you name it, they are intimidating and arresting people all over the world who simply misgender someone. So the ultimate crime will be even asking what someone is if you can't even tell what they are. This is the ultimate Kafkaesque mind control. And there's several big articles up on Infowars.com that break this down. UK teen fined under house arrest for asking trans police officers gender. UK mother spared jail for misgendering trans woman, ordered to pay £1,000 fine.
The evidence is overwhelming. Coronavirus is a man-made bioweapon designed to destroy nation states, economies, and free peoples, and usher in a planetary government. This is how the globalists are striking back. Here's a Fortune headline today. Fears of global coronavirus contagion rage as 3,000 cruise ship passengers return home. And that's just in one nation. Coronavirus deals major blow to German car factories in China. They're reporting it could cut their sales in half this year. That's how major this is. Everyone needs to be prepared. 2020 is not a year to play games. InfoWars will continue to report the latest information as it comes out, regardless of the fact that the establishment will try to punish us for telling the truth. We need you to step to the plate and help spread the word about Band.video and InfoWars.com today. There can no longer be any doubt. This coronavirus is serious on multiple levels. It's very communicable. It spreads very, very fast. It is killing a lot of people. And the Chinese Communist government has covered up just how bad it is. And the White House is now openly challenging them. So are Trump's top scientists, and so is Senator Cotton. My friends, now is the time to get prepared. 2020 is not a year to play games with. The globalists are trying to create economic collapse, race riots. We don't know how bad this virus is going to get here. That's why listeners to InfoWars need to be prepared. And InfoWarsStore.com has the products that make your life better and make you healthier. We have the last of the immune gargle selling out as we speak. We have high-quality storable foods ready to ship. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock along with Ultra 12 at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're waiting to hear what this judge is going to do. And as you just heard, they're now, even though she said, well, I think those guidelines stand, you know, so she's talking about doing the 7 to 9 years. And again, she can do whatever she wants because she's an imperial judge. One judge, according to the system that we have pretend is established. We pretend that we're not under the Constitution anymore. Makes you kind of think perhaps we aren't, right? Maybe we're under some kind of maritime law or something else. So they pass behind our backs. So they cross their fingers when they swear to uphold the Constitution. They can basically do whatever they want. You know, President Trump tries to exercise the powers that are given him under the Constitution. They say, you can't do that. All it takes is just one federal judge out of thousands of federal judges, and any of them can veto the president. And the president can't do anything about it, we're told. Well, that's not what the Constitution says. And as President Trump is about having enough of that, He tweeted out about the fact that he was the chief law enforcement officer of the United States. And he's absolutely right about that. And yet, it's amazing to me to see all the different headlines coming out from the Washington. Trump declares himself chief law enforcement officer, quote unquote. No, Washington Post, the Constitution declares him to be the chief law enforcement officer of the federal government. He's not over the law enforcement of the states because we have a 10th Amendment. There's a division of power. But in terms of the federal branch, yes, the FBI, the Department of Justice, prosecutors, all these, they are all under the executive branch. And so as the chief executive, they are all underneath him. Can you believe how they can pull the wool over the public's eyes over this? Trump, as I point out, he granted clemency to various people, and he says, and this is the way they couch this, the Washington Post. He's punishing witnesses in his impeachment trial. Are they talking about Vindman? he was far more than a witness. Publicly intervene in a pending legal case to urge leniency for a friend? Well, he has the power to pardon. And it's going to make it a lot easier if they come up with this trumped-up sentence here. Not only 7 to 9 years, but now she's, as you heard from Owen there, 11 years or more that she's talking about. Criticize a federal judge? How dare him? Criticize a federal judge. Accuse a juror of bias? There's no question about that. Threaten to sue his own government for investigating him? That's not what he did. As a matter of fact, he said, and this, even the New York Post put out a tweet, well, he's going to sue everyone over Roger Stone. No, he said, if I wasn't president, I would be suing everybody. President Trump says, I have the power to do this. He says, I'm actually, I guess, a chief law enforcement officer of the country, but I've chosen not to be involved. See, it's not his choice. It's his duty. That's what he's supposed to do as president. Finally, before we go back to Owen, we got Piers Morgan. If you start acting like America's lawman, Mr. President, it makes you a dictator. Piers Morgan, who basically trashed his career here in America lecturing us on the Second Amendment. Now he's going to lecture us on the separation of powers and how the Constitution and the executive branch operate? You have no clue, Piers, what you're talking about. The president is America's chief lawman, at least in the federal government. But this constitutional expert, Piers Morgan, is telling us otherwise. All right, I want to go back to Owen Schroyer, who is in Washington, D.C. He's standing outside the so-called court, where Amy Berman Jackson is going to be doing her show trial, continuing her show trial to come after Roger Stone, essentially trying to come after President Trump. Tell us, have you heard anything else, Owen?
As far as what's going on inside the courtroom, no, David. But I will say this. We have a bunch of anti-truthers out here right now that have made a mistake and tried to debate me. And it ended up in them falling silent with no facts. And I just want to point this out, David, because it's amazing how people don't even, I don't even know how to explain it other than they live in a world that doesn't exist. Okay? They still believe in Russian collusion, even though 3 years of a Mueller investigation turned up nothing. They still believe in Ukrainian quid pro quo and obstruction of justice, even though Trump was acquitted on both of those charges for a lack of evidence. And they still want to see Roger Stone thrown in jail. For what? They don't even know. Intimidating witnesses, helping WikiLeaks, helping Russia. It's all fake news. And David, here's the underlying truth that they will refuse to admit. Let's just say it was all true with WikiLeaks, okay? So then the logical reasoning is that the WikiLeaks emails affected the election. Therefore, the contents of the WikiLeaks emails were damning of Hillary Clinton and the Democrat Party. So it showed corruption. Well, if you expose corruption, why is that not celebrated? If the WikiLeaks emails expose corruption, why is that not celebrated? Why is it demonized? And so it's just unbelievable that we have to continue to deal with these people. And David, there's something else going on here. I don't know what it is. They know they're wrong. They know they're falling for lies and fake news. And they just go along with it anyway. And it's like this weird thing of them wanting to dominate you. It's this weird thing of them just wanting to dominate you and just tell you you're wrong, even though they know you're right. It's bullying. It's arrogance. It's all of this stuff. And so they're all out here trying to debate me and they just have nothing. And so that's what's going on right now. And so.
Well, it was very clear even at the convention in July, the DNC convention in July, which, you know, they had released all that information just before because essentially this woman who says, we got to get rid of the Electoral College. And they're all saying that now, you know, because, hey, I got the popular vote, but he got more delegates. Well, that's how she won the nomination, right? She, and election after election, they would get the same number of votes, or Bernie in some cases got more votes than she did, and she would get more delegates because she'd bought the DNC. And so these people who are Bernie supporters released that information. We know that from WikiLeaks. We know that from the British ambassador who said, I went there to get that disc. And we had it verified by William Binney. He said, look, you couldn't transfer that information that quickly. So we have hard facts that prove that it was not a hack, that it was handed by people there. But she didn't want you to see that. She didn't want you to see what was going on there. So she made it all about how they get that. And it was Hillary Clinton who came out with the idea. Well, we got 17 intelligence agencies who have told us that. And then after she said that, it was parodied by James Clapper. But then in testimony, we find out that he had committed perjury because he admitted, well, no, it wasn't 17 intelligence agencies. I had the head of the NSA, the CIA, and one other agency come in and talk to me, and I told them what it was, and they all agreed with me. I mean, that's the lies that they've set this up with, but they just keep going down that same path, don't they?
Well, and I think really what is so painful about this, David, is that, forget the politics aside, I mean, I guess these people are so filled with hate, they don't even care. Again, if they can do this to Roger Stone, they can do it to anybody.
Done it to a lot of people. They did it to the Bundys. They've done it, this type of thing, to Ross Ulbricht. I mean, you had this guy get three life sentences for operating a website, and you had the judge in that particular case say, hey, we've got rumors that he had contract killings out there for hire. And they use that as if he had been convicted to give him triple life sentences. And then as soon as the judge gave him triple life sentences, they said, oh, never mind. We're not even going to charge him with that. They'd never even charged him, let alone convicted him. So we have this type of thing happening all the time. The Justice Department is completely corrupt. And that's why it gets me upset, Owen, to see Barr criticizing President, saying, don't criticize me. Look, Barr's job is to clean up that mess in the Justice Department instead of trying to defend those corrupt criminals in Washington, isn't it?
Again, I'm sorry. People are out here harassing me, saying I'm a propagandist and all this stuff. Again, they say that the government's corrupt. Everyone knows the government's been corrupt. Trump didn't come from that corruption. They say, well, look, Trump's associates are getting jailed because the corrupt system is going after Trump. Why can't you people get it? 1 + 1 = 2, okay? 1 + 1 = 2. You can laugh as much as you want. You can call me a propagandist as much as you want, but you better realize for your own self-protection and for this country's sake that what they did to Roger Stone, they will do to you if they disagree with you politically. And the entire corrupt system that we all know existed is against Donald Trump. Is he perfect? No, but he's not from the system. Yeah, the criminals from the, again, so they keep saying the criminals in government, the criminals in government. Yeah, that was from before Trump.
Well, if, they can continue down that road. We got to take this is the end of the program. I'm sure that Alex is going to have you back on as we're waiting to find out what the corrupt judicial system is going to do to Roger Stone. Look, those people need to understand we have to have due process for everybody, and we have to have free speech for everybody. If we really were propaganda and if we didn't really have the truth, they wouldn't have to work so hard to shut us down, would they? I think that tells us all something about it. And we really do appreciate your support. And as we go to the end of this program, I just want to remind you, take a look at the products at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine now back in stock, 40% off. You can get it 50% off with Survival Shield X-ray Nascent Iodine in a power pack. You can also get all of your essential vitamins and minerals in a format that you can drink, and you can get that at a discount 40% off, or you can get it 50% off with our vitamin B12. Make sure that you protect your health, that you protect your free speech. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much.